Morning, Steve.
That previous caller, I just want to remind everybody, that's what they count on, is fear. That's how the Republican Party is working, is through fear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, chasing shadows, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the things I called about also, and it's been bugging me for the past couple of days, I heard this, you know, you keep on hearing it from different commentators about Bill Clinton. You know, they wish they'd stop, you know, the Democrats would stop throwing up Bill Clinton. Mind you, I'm not a big fan of Bill Clinton, but I do know one thing. There's no Democrats raising Bill Clinton. It's the Republicans.
That's fair. That is absolutely fair.
You know what? This man was such a liar for 8 years, you couldn't believe a word he said. Now they're all quoting Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're the ones who's lifting up Bill Clinton.
And I'm sick of seeing Bill Clinton sit next to George Bush's daddy.
Oh, me too.
You know, that's just
sitting back and not sticking up for us.
Absolutely.
You know, right out and say what's going on.
Absolutely. He's so busy trying to get a pass into the club that will never accept him. You know, bump Bill Clinton. You know?
And that's like they got these secrecy agreements on different what these past few presidents have been through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why don't Bill Clinton come out and just say, look, this is what it is. Don't go with this man, you know.
Bill Clinton should have been on George Bush's behind 100,000 days ago.
Well, you know, Al Gore's starting to make a small comeback from what I understand. I can't wait till this man gets out there.
Oh, well, wait a minute. I can tell you what Al Gore said, and I'm gonna let you go, and I'm going to tell you exactly what Al Gore said.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome. And that's hard to take, too. He said that the United States would be better if he had won the presidency. See, did you hear that Freudian slip of mine? If he had run for the presidency, we would not have invaded a country that didn't attack us. We would not have taken money from working families and given it to most wealthy families. We would not be trying to control and intimidate the news media. We would not be routinely torturing people. We would be a different country. Well, if that were the case, why did you make fun of Maxine Waters when she asked you and the other senators to stand up to these same people back in 2000? And you made fun of her to the pleasure and the laughter of other white men like yourself. I ain't never going to let that go. Now you want to say, and you're saying this now that Bush's approval ratings are in the toilet. Where were you 3 years ago? Where were you 5 years ago? Yeah, right. The country would have been different. Huh. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Cindy.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's on your mind?
Well, all I wanted to tell her was that I don't get into politics and religion, but I know that the black African race are the most compassionate people in the world. They are sweet, they are kind, and they were the only ones in my mother's room when she passed away. I love their compassion. I love their sweetness, and they are good people. I'm Caucasian, and I just wanted to get that message across.
Thank you so much, Cindy. Take care. Take care of yourself.
I am.
All right.
I love you guys.
Thank you, Cindy. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. You're on the air. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
I'd like to give thanks and praise to the Heavenly Father for letting me rise this day to see, to breathe, to understand what's truly going on. Have you noticed what's been going around in St. Louis, and have you ever rode the Metrolink?
I have ridden the Metrolink, yes, I have.
Have you seen all the graffiti and stuff that's been on the walls and stuff as you pass through?
Oh, not lately, no. No.
Well, I advise a lot of our brothers and sisters to ride the Metrolink and just observe all the writings and stuff that's on the walls. These people that's with you are here from different countries, such as Ireland, as you say, India, Italy and stuff, you know, and these people are taking over. They're taking over everything. That's why you see all the programs and stuff that are changing and stuff. There's no input from the people Where is everybody? If you say you have love in your heart, it's time to come out of the dark. All right, I love you, Liz.
All right.
You have a great day.
Thanks for your call. Keisha. We're going to take a break, folks. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about.
The easy fight. One praises fools, one's mother's light. One shifts from left to right. Politics, the art of the possible.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Philadelphia. Reports from the city of brotherly love that military recruiters have started telling young people that they need to enlist now while they still can pick the type of job they want, because there's a draft coming next year, and that will mean you'll get no choice as to what you want to do in the service. The Bush administration and the Pentagon have continuously denied there are any plans in place for a draft. And Dateline Chicago. Just in time for winter, the Chicago utility called People's Gas has disconnected at least 30,000 households, and another 14,000 have been identified as being far enough behind that they are eligible to also be shut off. A spokesman for the company says there is not enough money available to help low-income gas customers get through this coming winter. Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich says that an agreement has been reached between all of the state's gas utilities that will enable disconnected customers to not have to pay any fee to get reconnected, and they'll also not have to require those customers to pay a deposit if they get help through the low-income home energy assistance program. The agreement also provides for reconnection if they pay 20% of their outstanding balance, as long as it's less than $3,000. The head of the Illinois Emergency Energy Assistance Program says it's going to cost the average Illinois household at least an additional $600 to heat their homes this year over last season. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update.
You want your preschooler to be ready for school. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is ready to help you prepare your preschooler not only for school, but also for life. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is an outreach of Trinity Tabernacle, Assembly of God in Bridgeton. Your child, age 2 to 4, receives a non-denominational Bible curriculum with Bible stories, songs, arts and crafts, plus lessons in numbers, science, arts, and phonics to help prepare him or her for kindergarten. Your child will also grow personally, socially, educationally, and spiritually every day as a unique individual created by God. Call Christine at 314-291-8839 to learn more about Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center and to register your child. Open Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center, 11950 Mark Twain Drive in Bridgeton, 314-291-8839. Serving the community since 1979.
The Wake Up Call Blanket Drive is set for Friday, November 18th. We're looking for volunteers to man the two collection sites at Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, and the lobby of the Congress and Senate Building, the home of WGNU Radio at 265 Union. We'll start accepting blankets at 6 a.m. that day. The actual broadcast will start at 7. If you can donate your time to help us help those in need, call the WGNU business office during the program today at 454-6660 or email your contact information to revolution@lizbrown.com.
No prescription drug coverage? Now there's help. Introducing the Merck Prescription Discount Program. You may be eligible for discounts of 15 to 40% on Merck drugs regardless of age or income. Call 1-800-50-MERC to enroll. It's free to join and there are no membership costs. The new Merck Prescription Discount Program. It's one more way Merck puts patients first. Call 1-800-50-MERCK.
509,107 thunderstorm lovers. 449,775 travelers.
Bonjour.
19 shower singers. With 15 million passionate people, Match.com has the one for you. No wonder we've inspired more marriages than any other site. Visit Match.com today and get started with our 3-day free trial. See site for offer details.
Greetings, this is Minister Louis Farrakhan inviting you to join me for the 10th anniversary commemoration of the Million Man March, Saturday, October 15th in Washington, D.C. Brothers and sisters, although many wonderful things have happened as a result of the march 10 years ago, the fact is the masses of our people are suffering and are on a death march into the oven of political, economic, educational, social, and moral deterioration. In the wake of Hurricane Katrina, if there ever was a time for us to come together and create a movement, the Millions More movement, that time is now. So be a part of history in Washington, D.C. on Saturday, October 15th.
For more information, call 361-9191. That's 361-9191. Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
And at times I wonder why I'd even try. Well, I try because I like to finish what I start, and I have faith it can get better tomorrow. But it won't if you keep treating me like I'm invisible.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get up, get to me. Oh, my goodness. Oh my goodness. This is kind of the craziness that's going on out here. This is the craziness that is going on out here. I read about a bill that was being introduced in the Texas House of Representatives. It would require electronic transponders to be built into all state automobile inspection stickers. Okay? They want to put electronic transponders into state automobile inspection stickers. And what is it for? It is to allow them to see if your auto insurance is current. So you'll pass by these machines, and if your automobile insurance is not current, you will be mailed a $250 ticket. And if you don't pay that ticket within a certain amount of time, your license will be revoked. This without having seen or talked to anybody. How scary is that? How scary is that? So what they were asking is, what they're asking for is for the state of Texas to create a database of every Texas automobile insurance policy. And it would operate on Texas toll roads. That is so scary. That is so scary. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz. This is Renee. I just want to ask you a question.
Sure.
About what channel or where did you get the news from about George Bush, his administration, or some people talking to the soldiers over in Iraq?
It is all over the news today. It is really all over the news today. You will see it on tonight's news probably. It should be in the paper, and they're repeating it all over the place.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
So much going on with this administration.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you, Liz, and I love your show. I listen to it every morning.
Thank you so much, Renee.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care of yourself. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, Liz, you know, the press turned on Bush 6 weeks ago today in the wake of the Katrina disaster, and they should have. We got into Pakistan to drop relief to that earthquake many days sooner than we went to our own countrymen in peril. And you have Bush yesterday, and the network news said it was a puppet show and showed the woman who was playing the president telling the soldiers what to say and how to say it. And then the president issues Lyndon Johnson-type statements, we will never back down, and I call for unconditional surrender. So it's mind-boggling, but there is hope. And I agree with that woman that called in about her dying mother. I've always thought blacks are the Roosevelt base of the Democratic Party, solid and holding the rest of it up. And one more thing I'd like to say, you know, with this chaos, disaster, and incompetent administration, one thing history shows us, whoever his successor is, Richard Nixon certainly didn't carry out Lyndon Johnson's policies at home, and certainly Ronald Reagan didn't carry out Carter's policies. So a new president is free to do anything that he wants to do, and that at least gives us some hope that this nightmare will come to an end. Thank you very much, Liz.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And you're on the wake-up call. Good morning. Good morning. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning.
Yes.
Well, I think I'm a prisoner of war by the laws of my own country. Why can't we have freedom? Why can't all people be free? Think about that.
Okay. 454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes.
Yes.
Liz?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Cindy again.
Yes, Cindy.
I also wanted to say that whenever my mother was in the hospital or I'm in the hospital, your people who clean the rooms and do the dirty work, even the ones that pick up my trash during the day, they're good people. They're honest people. They're loving people. They're kind people. They talk to you. They say hello. And they speak with straightforwardness. They don't put their nose up. They don't. They're just good people. And I think of Morgan Freeman when I think of a man who honors your race, and a woman comes to mind. I can't think of her name. Celine Dion. Anyway, you people are beautiful.
All right, Cindy, thank you.
And I just had to say that much.
Okay.
Goodbye.
All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. If you want to get to me, you can do that. In the next hour, of course, we're doing Looking Black. Deborah Mathis, a former White House correspondent. She is going to be with us on Looking Black. We have so much stuff to talk about. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. So let's get that done in the next hour. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with us.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
the kill tonight. Remember.
I will never say that Bob Lizard is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can sister?
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Liz White. Growing concern about avian flu. In Turkey, 9 people are reportedly in the hospital for blood tests suspected of having bird flu after the death of a number of their pigeons. Turkey only has confirmed cases so far in poultry.
European officials are going to meet in Brussels for an emergency meeting now that they have confirmed that this deadly Asian bird flu virus is in Turkey and is probably in Romania as well.
ABC's Liz Marlantes. The fear is it might mutate and lead to possible person-to-person transmission.
We believe firmly that there has to be complete transparency about what is going on with avian flu. The world should not be caught unaware by a very dangerous pandemic because countries refused to share information.
Secretary of State Rice just made that comment in Paris. Health Secretary Mike Leavitt, who's in Hanoi, said the spread of the Asian bird flu is troubling. Beating the odds, a Pakistani woman is pulled from the rubble of the killer earthquake days after it struck South Asia. Pakistani authorities are thinking more now in terms of recovery than rescue. 8 days of rain in parts of the Northeast, and there's more in the forecast. At least 10 people have died in flooding. 4 others are missing. A tough commute this morning for Karl Rove. The presidential adviser is about to face a grand jury for a 4th time.
Karl Rove hurried to his car as uniformed Secret Service officers asked 6 TV cameras to back off from the house. Rove's attorney says his client offered months ago to return to the grand jury with additional testimony about press contacts around the time that a CIA officer's identity was leaked.
ABC's Ann Compton in Washington, and the new James Bond appears to be Daniel Craig making his way to a news conference for the official announcement. He's only the 2nd Englishman to star as 007 and the 1st blonde Bond. This is ABC News.
In heating, one thing stands alone.
That would be me, your Carrier furnace.
A Carrier Infinity furnace is the most energy efficient you can buy and can save up to 40% on energy bills versus previous models. Now that's hardworking.
Unlike your alarm clock, how hardworking could anything be with a snooze button?
Whether it's saving up to $1,100 with cool cash, our special financing, or saving on energy bills, the Infinity furnace is one hard worker. Carrier, turn to the experts. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
John here. I'm running late. Construction at the tunnel.
The road to your business meeting is filled with obstacles.
Me again. I'm stuck on 2nd. Nice parade.
Why not web conference with Microsoft Office Live Meeting and have productive meetings without leaving the office? Present to clients around the globe, collaborate in real time, even get instant feedback by taking a live poll. Try it free for 14 days at Microsoft.com/getlive. That's Microsoft.com/getlive or call 1-877-MEET-WEB today.
It's going to be a while.
Just a few days left to file for bankruptcy the easy way with the law about to change.
With a tough new law about to take effect, bankruptcy lawyers report long lines of people trying to get in under the wire.
Most consumer debtor lawyers are just swamped by large numbers of people.
Chip Bowles, a bankruptcy lawyer in Louisville, says fear has hit many people who are swamped with debts.
All those people said, well, maybe I can get it from out from under, maybe I can get it out from under, have finally realized that after October 17th, I may not be able to get out from under.
Starting next week, the new law will require many who file for bankruptcy to promise to pay back some of what they owe. Vic Ratner, ABC News, Washington.
Maybe it's financial pressure or the pace of life today, or it could be parents aren't teaching their kids good manners. Some of the theories behind a poll which finds Americans are ruder today than they were a generation ago. Road rage and public cell phone conversations are two big offenders. I'm Liz White, ABC News.
Good morning.
morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, criminal charges are expected to be filed against the driver of an SUV who struck and killed a 33-year-old Granite City man. Authorities say Jerry Lay was killed when he was struck by a Chevy Blazer while walking in the 2000 block of Benton Street around 7:30 Wednesday night. The driver of the SUV continued to drive forward before striking another car and overturning. Police say the driver of the SUV may have deliberately left the road and drove onto the sidewalk, striking Lay. Madison County officials are postponing contract talks that were scheduled for today with members of American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees Local 799. This news comes on day three of a strike by more than 400 Madison County employees. A written statement from the county board reads, "The county is reassessing its position." County officials say an offer that has been extended to employees will expire Monday at midnight. The statement indicates that county officials will consider resuming mediation after they receive written counterproposals from the union. Many people are looking for safe ways to save money for retirement, and while there is no foolproof way to keep your money completely safe, one financial expert says variable annuities may be the way to go. Mark Mackey, the president and CEO of the National Association of Variable Annuities, says for many people, annuities are a better option than mutual funds.
The variable annuity is a tax-deferred vehicle so that the earnings can compound over time and grow faster. Variable annuities also have insurance benefits that mutual funds don't have.
Mackey says a variable annuity is a long-term savings vehicle. If you're looking to save money to buy a house, he says it's not the right option for you. He says you should consult your financial planner before deciding whether an annuity is right for you. Finally this hour, the Cardinals are not sure if outfielder Reggie Sanders will start in tomorrow's Game 3 of the NLCS against the Astros. Sanders left last night's game in the eighth inning after taking a hard fall on the warning track while attempting to catch Adam Everett's RBI triple. Team trainer Barry Weinberg said after the game that Sanders was suffering from a lower back sprain, mild headaches from hitting the ground, and general body soreness. Sanders said he was experiencing pain in his lower back and the back of his neck, but he maintained that he'll be fine. He will be reevaluated today. Sanders has been the Cardinals' best run producer during the postseason with 12 RBI in only 5 games. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Southwest Airlines. Southwest Airlines has 3 daily flights from St. Louis to Fort Myers, Naples. Are you thinking what they're thinking? Maybe it's time to see Fort Myers, Naples. Visit southwest.com today. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Northbound 270 on the ramp to westbound Page. Look for an overturned vehicle. It's off the roadway. There are no delays this hour. Eastbound 40 between Spady and Lindbergh. Look for a very heavy volume. Northbound 270 is slow on either side of 44. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry to West Florissant. Look for a very heavy volume. Westbound 44 at the Vandeventer exit. Look for slow traffic in the right lane. Eastbound 70 between KN 79. It is slow. Eastbound 40 at Mason Road. Look for traffic to be building this hour. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street on the Poplar Street Bridge. You've got slow traffic. Westbound 64 at the 5570 split. Looks like there's no problem so far this hour. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is slow on the left side of the ramp, and northbound Illinois Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge, you have slow traffic going on there. Northbound Clarkson before the ramp to 40, there's an accident. 2 right lanes are blocked this hour. Northbound Mid Rivers Mall Drive in Mexico, there's a report of an injury accident. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, trust your local Toyota dealer that knows your vehicle best for convenient service and competitive prices, oil changes, tires, batteries, and brakes. They do it all. That's moving you forward. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Mostly sunny today. Patchy dense fog this morning. The rest of the day, high in the upper 70s. This evening, mostly clear with a low in the mid-50s. Saturday, sunny with a high in the mid-70s. Saturday evening, clear with a low in the upper 40s. And then Sunday, mostly sunny skies with a high around the lower 70s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU under clear skies, we have 55 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 55 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. Up next, it's the Looking Black segment. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Wake Up Call family. We want to remind you that the second Wake Up Call blanket drive is now set for Friday, November 18th. And once again, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide those in need in our community with the gift of warmth. This year, we've set a goal of collecting 5,000 blankets. And with your help, we know we can make it happen. The Wake Up Call blanket drive will have two collection points again this year. In the lobby of the Congress and Senate building, the home of WGNU Radio, at 265 Union Boulevard. And at Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue. Again, that date is Friday, November 18th. The need is greater than ever, and we're counting on you, St. Louis, for 5,000 blankets. Don't forget, the second annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive is Friday, November 18th, with a live broadcast from Carver House at 3035 Bell from 7 to 10 that morning. Thank you for what you did last year and what you will do this year.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air from the brothers. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg, hope for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. People who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember?
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal
dignity. And so we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome to this week's edition of Looking Black, a review of issues that have impacted your life this week and where they may take us next, from differing perspectives. Here's Liz Brown and our guest journalists for this week.
Oh, welcome, welcome, welcome to Looking Black. Oh, my goodness. We have so much stuff to talk about. Our guest this morning is joining us from Maryland, is Deborah Mathis, former White House correspondent. Deborah, good morning.
Hey, Liz, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm great, thanks.
Can you say 2%?
Oh, man. Isn't that something? I mean, what happened to that huge, what was it, 9% that voted for him, or 11% or whatever it was? Yeah, 2%.
2%?
Of Black Americans approve of George W. Bush. Wow.
2%. What is that, Condi and Colon?
Yeah, I'm thinking. Well, I don't know that Colon's in there anymore.
All right. Okay. All right. So, I mean, what I thought was so interesting was listening to Tim Russert talk to Matt Lauer about it. They were just astonished by those numbers.
They never get us. You know, I heard last night Dick Morris, who is a pathetic, sycophant and
Nevada would be proud of him.
Yeah, really. He was predicting that for 2008 that there will be a groundswell of support for Condoleezza Rice for the Republican nomination for president, and that she will, in effect, be drafted into running because so many people will be clamoring for her candidacy, and that she, unlike Hillary Clinton, will run out of duty, not for any self-aggrandizement, but that they will, he and Bill O'Reilly both mentioned, but, you know, Black people, Black Americans don't seem to approve of her. They were both amazed by that, but Dick Morris predicted that, you know, in due course, we'll come around and we'll vote overwhelmingly for her, and every Black mother, he says, will hold up their Black baby and look at Condoleezza Rice and say the glass ceiling is broken.
I mean, isn't it just...
That's how they do, really don't know us, do they?
Well, what is just really, really just stupefying is the idea that a white male is sitting around talking with another white male.
Thank you.
About what Black folks are going to do.
Thank you.
You know, I mean...
But it's in that old news, the way they do that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that old patriarchal father knows best, and we've got it figured out, and we understand them kind of thing. You know, if there's going to be any analysis, I have to say that we've done a lot of studying, a lot of observing, and a lot of analysis. We've paid a lot of attention. I don't know exactly how qualified we are to speak about white people,
but
we certainly have been very studious.
But here's
and
the thing,
they haven't.
I think that people of African descent, given the fact that you go to school, you are taught European history, most people of African descent have had at least one or two or three or four or five or six white teachers in their lives. Yeah. They've had white bosses in their lives. They've had white employees in their lives. They have had white access to white people in their lives, in their everyday life, going to the store, whatnot. Most white people cannot say the same.
That's right.
And so
they don't know our history. They don't know our culture. They don't know our personalities. They don't know our religion. They don't know our humor. They don't know us. You don't know me. I mean, my daughter and I were on the phone when that show was on, and I told her to change to it so she could watch it with me at her home. And we were saying, they just do not know us, do they?
I know.
And
I'm sure there was a bit of cussing, too. I mean, you know, you sit and you listen to this stuff and you just cuss. You know, you just cuss.
Bit, yes.
Truth be told, you know, because it's just maddening. It is just maddening to listen to that mess.
It is just maddening.
Now, speaking of something else maddening, Ms. Deborah, I see on the front page of the New York Times today, front page story, Democrats see a dream of 06 victory taking form. Huh? With the Democrats? How that going to work?
Yeah. You know, here's the thing about it. You know, one man's mess is not necessarily somebody else's opportunity. I mean, well, maybe it's their opportunity, but it's not going to be their prize. The Democrats have don't have it together. They just don't have it together. They're speaking too many different tongues now. There's a Babylon going on in the Democratic Party, I think. I mean, you have a chairman, Howard Dean, who is kind of off on his own as an independent actor. Almost nobody seems to be rallying behind him. He's saying things that a lot of people would like to say, but for various reasons will not say. But, you know, he doesn't have any, nobody's got his back on it. People tend to kind of distance themselves from him because they're politically, they're cowards. They're being cowards for political reasons. And then you have people who are talking about the whole move to the middle, the always bedeviling the Democratic Party, this guilt complex they have because they aren't really Republicans. and then you have another group that's just kind of, that wants to hold to the old school and the base, but not be as kind of loose and radical necessarily in with the rhetoric as Howard Dean is, because Howard Dean is saying what the base wants to hear. But even
with Howard Dean, is there a bright enough line? Cindy Sheehan went to him and said, you know, what about the war? And he's like, well, no, you know, that's too difficult of an issue. Our issue is going to be this. It's not going to be the war. So even Howard, is there a bright line with Howard Dean?
No. I mean, you know, he has his own, you know, he's a politician too in the end.
Weak politician, because, you know, so is Maxine Waters and John Conyers. They're politicians too.
But by saying politician, you know, I kind of mean it with a little p. By saying that if you're a politician, that you're gonna be weak. That's kind of my point.
Okay.
That you are not going to be real completely, because you can't be. There are too many different. The only politician that can really keep it real is one who has everybody, who has a very small constituency and everybody thinks just alike. Mm-hmm. I say this with some respect for them, because it has to be difficult to try to keep peace with, you know, a country where there's so many different everything, different ways of life, ways of thinking, experiences, income levels, education levels, dreams. Everything is different. There's such a variety in every way that, you know, it has to be difficult. So I don't want to cut them down completely, because I know, you know, you can't please everybody, but you got to kind of try to keep peace with everybody, and that's difficult.
But on
some fundamental things, you ought to be able to say, this is where I stand, and let the chips fall where they may. And the war certainly should be one of those. He was certainly speaking very strongly earlier when
he was
candidate.
Yes, he was.
You know, but now again, he's more of a politician now. He has to
but
be
a politician for who? Because I mean, the polls are saying something that we've been saying forever, that America doesn't support this war. The more they know, the more they won't support. So who are you being a politician for?
I don't know. I think they're afraid. I think they were so intimidated, Liz, by that early juggernaut of patriotism that just steamrolled everybody, that you know, and the way John Kerry got burned. I think that they don't know how to play it. They don't know how to play the war thing. And so they don't know where to come out on that thing. They're afraid to say, yes, it's wrong and everything, because something could turn around. You know, and they also realize, and they're right about this, that the American public has been so, forgive me, but stupid and so schizophrenic that it could tomorrow, something, one little thing could happen, and tomorrow they're all waving the flag again for the war, you know? So I don't trust it necessarily, because this is the same public that bought all that crap to begin with. So I don't necessarily have a lot of faith in the way the public mood swings.
Well, and I guess my feel on that is that, well, one of the reasons why the American eyes, far too many American eyes have been forced open on this war issue is because their own lives are being assaulted. That, you know, gas prices are so high, that jobs are getting harder and harder to come by, things are more expensive. Now people are seeing that, you know, that we have to pay for all of these acts of nature, and they're wondering where the money is to pay for these acts of nature.
And I'm saying I don't trust a public that doesn't get anything till you slap them in the face with it.
Mm.
You know, that's pathetic. I told a student of mine the other day, one of my journalism students, I was editing her story, and I just start kind of sighing heavily. She said, "What is it? Is it that bad?" Talking about her copy. I said, "No, it's the story that you're doing. These environmental problems that are going on now. I've been around reporting for 30-something years. I remember the warnings.
Mm-hmm.
I remember doing stories about the warning.
Mm-hmm.
No one
mm-hmm.
listened. No one mm-hmm. believed that. And now we're scrambling. I'm sorry. We're scrambling to try to fix a problem that we knew was coming."
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
I get tired of that, of not getting something until it's almost too late.
Mm.
Look at us now with this Asian bird flu. My daughter is in pharmaceutical sales. She was telling me about the pharmaceutical industry trying to get on board with this a couple of years ago, or at least a year ago. And now we're here. We're not ready. The World Health Organization officials are dumbfounded that the most powerful, richest country on the planet got caught with its pants down on the Asian bird flu with the little bit of vaccines that are there.
Well, on the other hand, though, Deborah, I'm just feeling like any time that George W. Bush starts pounding the drum for anything, I'm suspect of it. I'm suspect of the fact that he wants that he's talking about this bird flu, particularly when it's couched in the language of, we need to allow me to be able to put the military in your communities.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, so I've got to be suspect of anything that he brings to us, particularly when it's another backdoor Patriot Act type of a thing.
I know. And see, but you're pointing to something that is very important, Liz. This is what I said when 2 years ago, when someone asked me on a panel, "Deborah, why are you so hard about, you know, this is when things were, quote, going well in Iraq initially, and, you know, why are you so hard on the president about that uranium speech, about the lie about that? And why you didn't trust him?" I said, "Because there's certain people in your life, at least at certain times, you have to be able to trust. You have to be able to trust the superintendent in your building who comes and says, 'Get out, there's a fire.'
Mm.
You have to be able to trust your mother when she says, 'Sit down, sit down.'
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to trust your president when he says, 'I want to send your babies off to fight and possibly die for this country.' You have to be able to trust that. You don't need to hesitate, because hesitation can cost you. But so if I can't trust him, then the next time I'm probably going to hesitate. And that hesitation might cost me my life. Now, this man has lost whatever little credibility he may have had.
Well, let us begin at the beginning.
He's lived a lie.
But that they stole election to begin with. So, I mean, we have to go back all the way. We have to go back there.
And has proceeded to live lie after lie after lie. Now, here's something. He may not be crying wolf anymore. It may be the truth. But we won't believe him. And we may die because we couldn't believe him.
And that's the place that we're in.
That's the scary thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the scary thing. He may finally be onto something, but we won't believe him because he's lied so many times.
And nor should we. I mean, the fact of the matter is we shouldn't. I mean, if you're in a relationship with somebody that lies to you about this and lies to you about this or dishonest about this, you're a fool to continue to believe that person.
Absolutely. But this is the dilemma that we're in now. And it just is, you know, I just think that this has been the greatest travesty committed certainly in my lifetime, and I would say quite possibly in the history of the presidency, this is the real travesty. This administration has been a travesty, and someone said it's like this government is his toy box. And he got his hands on the toy box and just started passing out toys to his buddies, and they have just played with it and used it and abused it. And I had thought it was with the 1994 Newt Gingrich revolution. I had told someone then, I said, this is the conservatives' last stand. They want to get in here and because they know how the demographics of the country are changing. So this is their last opportunity to own this sucker. Mm-hmm. And they got to nail everything down to make sure that they have it the way they want it and the way they need it, the way that benefits them first and foremost, if not only. And so, I knew this was coming, Liz. I'm not a prophet or anything. I know my history, and I know these people. I know these politicians, and I know this town.
Well, my favorite line in a situation like this is a line from Blade with Wesley Snipes, and he was talking about, he was sitting outside of the building waiting for this cop to come back and get this blood that he had stolen from the cop, and this woman said to him, well, how do you know that he's not going to come in the middle of the day and take this from us? And Wesley Snipes said, well, when you know the nature of a thing, then you know what he is capable of. And that's what we are. When you know the nature of this party, you know exactly what they are capable
of. That's so true. I'll have to remember that one.
And we're going to take a break, folks. This is Liz Brown, Looking Black. I'm talking to Deborah Mathis, former White House correspondent, joining us from Maryland. I'm Liz Brown. We'll be back.
You never show it to me, do you? And remember when I moved in you, the holy dark was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Good morning, St. Louis. 32 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota Dealers. Eastbound 40 between Spady and Lindbergh. Look for a heavy volume. Northbound 270 from Gravois to Marshall. You've got stop-and-go traffic there. Westbound 270 from West Florissant to Washington Elizabeth. Heavy traffic due to earlier stall, and then it slows down right at New Florissant Road. Eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes and 79, look for heavy volume there. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason, you've got slow traffic as well. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street on the Poplar Street Bridge, it is slow. Westbound 64 at the 5570 merge, no problems to report there. And westbound Kingbridge traffic is slow on the left ramp. Northbound Illinois Route 3 onto the ramp of the Poplar Street Bridge, look for slow traffic as well. Also, northbound Clarkson at 40, there's an accident. Right lane is blocked. State Route 110 at Fountain City, there's a report of an injury accident, and that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota Dealers. Toyota owners, trust your local Toyota dealer that knows your vehicle best for convenient service and competitive prices. Oil changes, tires, batteries, and brakes, they do it all. That's moving you forward. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. A beautiful weekend in store, mostly sunny today. High in the upper 70s this evening, mostly clear with a low in the mid-50s. Saturday, sunny skies, high in the mid-70s. Saturday evening, clear with a low in the upper 40s. And then on Sunday, mostly sunny skies once again with a high in the lower 70s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, under clear skies, we have 56 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 55. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. The Looking Black segment will continue following these messages. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
The Millions More Movement, St. Louis Local Organizing Committee, invites you to see the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan live Sunday, September 25th at the Roberts Orpheum Theater, 416 North 9th Street. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. It's the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan live in St. Louis.
On October the 14th, 15th, and 16th, these black, Hispanic, Native American, in unity, we'll change it all.
It's the commemoration of the 10th anniversary of the Million Man March. And everyone's invited to see Farrakhan live. Sunday, September 25th. This event is free to the public. The Millions More Movement is peace and unity. United we stand. Divided, we don't stand a chance. The Millions More Movement is October 15th in Washington, D.C. For more information and to register for the march, call 361-9191 or toll free 866-361-9191. Farrakhan Live. You need to be part of the movement. For more information, log on to mmmstlouis.org.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-376-9913.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-376-9913. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-376-9913. That's 800-376-9913.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Wake Up Call Family. We want to remind you that the second Wake Up Call Blanket Drive is now set for Friday, November 18th. And once again, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide those in need in our community with the gift of warmth. This year, we've set a goal of collecting 5,000 blankets. And with your help, we know we can make it happen. The Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will have two collection points again this year. In the lobby of the Congress and Senate building, the home of WGNU Radio, at 265 Union Boulevard. And at Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue. Again, that date is Friday, November 18th. The need is greater than ever, and we're counting on you, St. Louis, for 5,000 blankets. Don't forget, the second annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive is Friday, November 18th, with a live broadcast from Carver House at 3035 Bell from 7 to 10 that morning. Thank you for what you did last year and what you will do this year.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Looking Black, the week in review, the week ahead, in differing perspectives, with Liz Brown.
Oh, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, and of course we are doing Looking Black because it's Friday. Our guest this morning is Deborah Mathis, former White House correspondent, joining us in Maryland. And Deborah, what else is on your mind? What else caught your eye?
Well, gosh, there's so much. The Millions More March. I'm eager to see how that turns out, what kind of turnout there will be for that, and just what comes from that. I love the idea of this coalition building with all minorities and oppressed people coming together. I love the emphasis on eradicating poverty. You know, it's so beyond time for a war on poverty again instead of a war on the poor that we've had for the past several years. The grand jury testimony of Karl Rove and others.
That's exciting.
The administration, you know, to see what's going to come of that in the Valerie Plame leak investigation.
Well, you're in the Washington area. How is that playing there? Because there was an understanding at one time that that's a story that would never really get beyond the Beltway. That the average American wouldn't get that, wouldn't understand that, and let alone wouldn't care about that. People are getting it, aren't they?
They are getting it because it's part of the critical mass that is beginning to tilt this administration, I believe. And that's why, I don't know if it may have had legs, as we say, but, you know, at least across the country. But because it is coming at a time when so much is crashing around this administration, I think that people have paid particular attention to it because it's how the mighty have fallen kind of story.
Mm-hmm. One of those Martha Stewart, the people that didn't like her, like to see, you know, her get her comeuppance.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And Karl Rove is the kind of evil genius mm-hmm. behind, you know, so much of the administration. And it's so time. You know, I think about something, too, Karen Hughes, who got effectively booed off the international stage, you know, when she went, you know, tall white Texan woman to go to the Muslim street and, you know,
tell them what they're supposed to do.
Tell them how they're living. You know,
how did that work out for her?
Yeah, you know, there are certain things that you have to kind of enjoy not because, you know, you're so nasty yourself, but because these are things that you beat your head against the wall about before.
Mm-hmm.
You tried to say, look, this isn't going to work. Look,
mm-hmm.
don't do this. Look, this is wrong. And no one paid attention to you. So you do kind of enjoy seeing them learn it the hard way. But here I go again, back to this whole issue. We learn things. I'm convinced from just reading history and knowing history, that the only way human beings in power ever learn anything is the hard way. They only learn the hard way. You have to take them down to make them say, oh, yeah, you're right. It's the only way.
And if there's going to be any learning at all.
If there's going to be any learning at all.
Because I believe that there are some, you know, I mean, your mama said it, I'm sure my mama, I know my mama talked about being hard-headed. And there are some folks that are so hard-headed that they're never going to learn.
Exactly.
They're never going to learn.
And it's always like, okay, here's Tom DeLay's situation. You know, his attorney turns around and subpoenas the prosecutor.
Whatever.
He's defeating the prosecutor. So they're playing hardball, that's for sure.
Okay.
But, again, you know, the game is coming apart.
But then the prosecutor just, okay, subpoena me all you want, baby. I want your phone records. Okay.
Exactly.
You know, he just subpoenaed Tom DeLay's phone records.
Exactly. So the volleyball game is really.
You know, you ain't going to win this.
He's
not going to win this.
Yeah. The question is, though, again, to go back to something we talked about before, is this going to redound to the benefit of the Democrats? And you would think that this is a golden opportunity, but unless they pull their team together, and they get a team, first of all, and then they get a program, I think I think the Democrats have ideas. They have not been able to articulate them in ways that sound like a program. I would suggest that they say, we aren't after anything new or different. We don't have any. We're after something very old, and here's how we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't feel compelled to come up, the pressure to come up with something brand spanking new.
Because we tried to do
an objective. The objective is as old as the hill.
And we've tried something new, and how did that work out for us?
Yeah,
we tried
exactly.
The contract with America. We tried all of these things, and we are in more debt than we have ever been. Gas prices have never been higher. People have never had to struggle for so long to get so little. Health care is whack crazy. So we tried all of these stuff.
Health care, and someone pointed this out the other day. So I read it, I think some doctor in the New York Times wrote that one of the problems with this Asian bird flu and the whole process of trying to inoculate people and all is that there's no reliable healthcare delivery system for a lot of people who are out on the outskirts of the program.
You know?
So, you know, I mean, I think the next big, if something else doesn't get us first, the next big crisis in this country is going to be the health. It's going to crash. It is going to crash.
I was just reflecting on what you just said. Let's just say that this bird flu thing is real. I don't believe that it is, but let's just say that it is. How do you get everybody inoculated through a healthcare system where most people are not in it?
Exactly.
Where do you? I mean, everybody's not on health care, so that you can't call all the doctors in America and say, "Get all your patients in here."
Your patients lined up exactly.
We can't do that because more people than not are outside of the health care system.
Hey, I guess they'll tell them to go to the Superdome.
Oh, Jesus. We're going to take a break, folks. My name is Liz Brown. This is Looking Black. We're talking to Deborah Mathis, former White House correspondent, joining us from Maryland. Stay with us.
They won't let me have it, not even if no one else want it. And if I try to take it, they want to break me down and strip me naked. They write a brand new rule and break it. They lie, they cheat, they steal, they fake it. But I'm gonna make it, Lord, I can take it. I'm the cut the drama, boy, save it for your mama. I'm the
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Caracas. The government of Venezuela has announced it is expelling an American evangelical group. The new tribe's mission has been working with indigenous people along the southern border of Venezuela, but President Hugo Chavez is accusing them of exploiting the Indian people they claim to be working with and are merely acting as spies. New Tribes is active in a number of countries in Asia and Latin America and has close ties to the U.S.-based Summer Institute of Linguistics, which is supposedly dedicated to translating the Bible into indigenous languages. Controversy has surrounded the New Tribes organization for a number of years. They've been accused of prospecting for minerals on behalf of international corporations while forcing cultural and spiritual beliefs upon the people they claim to be working with. Chavez says that while the indigenous people exist in very difficult positions, New Tribes members have power plants, communications equipment, and airports that are well maintained that allow planes to fly in without going through any type of customs check. It just so happens that the area New Tribes is evangelizing in is rich with minerals, including uranium. And Dateline Washington. A new poll indicates President Bush has almost no support among the African-American community. The latest NBC Wall Street Journal survey indicates his approval ratings by blacks are just 2%. That free fall drops his overall approval rating to 39%. A few months after the 9/11 attacks, the same poll had the president's approval ratings among blacks at 51%. Earlier this year, it was at 19%. The huge drop in support is most likely due to his botched handling of the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, which portrayed him as totally insensitive to the needs and concerns of Black America. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update. If you like to get things done in one easy step, Regional Exposure 2005 is the place to be on Saturday, October 22nd from 10 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. and Sunday, October 23rd from noon to 6 p.m. at St. Clair Square. Just one stop to see exhibits that represent hundreds of manufacturers, distributors, and services from around the region. Whether you're looking for new siding at the Anchor Siding Display, or that unique craft item, product, or service you didn't even know you wanted or needed, you'll find it at Regional Exposure 2005. Plus, lively entertainment and dozens of prizes to be given away all weekend. Regional Exposure 2005, Saturday, October 22nd from 10 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. and Sunday, October 23rd from noon to 6 p.m. at St. Clair Square in Fairview Heights. Hosted by St. Clair Square. Sponsored by Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. More details at www.spcshows.com. This is a Specialized Promotional Concepts production.
It's the commemoration of the 10th anniversary of the Million Man March. It's the Millions More Movement.
Saturday, October 15th, 2005, in Washington, D.C.
St. Louis, you can get involved today. The local organizing committee meetings are every Tuesday and Thursday at 7:30 p.m. at 1408 Kings Highway, Suite 215. To register or book your travel for the Millions More Movement,
call 361-9191
or toll free 866-361-9191
or online at mmmstlouis.org.
It's the 10th anniversary of the Million Man March. The Millions More Movement.
Coming up on October 17th, it's a special two-hour edition of Mondays at 9. We should call it Mondays at 8. Our special guest is Dr. Justin Frank, author of Bush on the Couch, Inside the Mind of the President. Dr. Frank is a professor of psychiatry at George Washington Medical School. His publication takes a look at the actions of President Bush over the last several years. Dr. Frank says the inconsistencies and denials he exhibits are troubling. His tendency to avoid taking responsibility is a pattern that has gone on long before he became president, and this leads to concerns about the safety of all people whose lives he touches. This interview will be full of revelations that will seem outrageous, but when you put all the pieces together, the picture becomes clear. In addition, we'll have several copies of the book to give away to the listening audience during the interview. So don't miss this special edition of Mondays at 9, starting at 8, on Monday, October 17th, with Dr. Justin Frank and Bush on the Couch, exclusively on the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Looking Black, The Week in Review, The Week Ahead, in Differing Perspectives with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Looking Black. My guest this morning, Deborah Mathis. Deborah, Al Gore is saying it would have been better if it had been me.
Well, it would have been better in many ways, there's no doubt. I don't know that he would have been the greatest president either, but it certainly wouldn't have been this kind of corrupt, arrogant, ridiculous mess that we're in.
Yeah, but the reason he's not there is because of him. He didn't fight it the way that he should have fought it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he has nobody. I mean, don't you think he has nobody to blame for that but himself?
Well, yeah. I mean, he didn't run he wasn't that strong to me, mm-hmm. frankly, and he didn't run the race the way he should have and could have, and I wish he had stayed in the fight longer. But, you know, I mean, Bush had everything stacked, but he had the system salted, you know?
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, once you get to the Supreme Court, come on. I mean, there's no place else to go.
Yeah.
It was fixed for him.
And I guess the only thing that really, really teased me off and continues to tee me off when I think of Al Gore is that scene from Michael Moore's movie where Maxine Waters and all the black,
state, oh my God,
you know, and Al Gore makes a joke at Maxine's expense. You know, and I can't let that, I'm not going to let that go.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, in the end, you know, forgive me for Sims, but he's still another white man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who doesn't, you know, I mean, when it comes down to choosing sides, you know, that the whole vision of those, of one by one, members of the Black Caucus going to the floor and them asking, do you have a senator who...
One senator.
One senator. No, I do not.
And again, he made a joke at Maxine's
expense. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
You know, to the glory of all of them white men who hated him and defeated him.
Well, this is what I'm saying, because that's the ultimate club.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the ultimate club. And so, in the end, you know, you're going back to the clubhouse. And yeah. And so, you know, I don't look for him to have been the great white hope either.
Well, you know, Hillary's out here making noises now. I read an article or a commentary by Huffington about, she's just like, please. Yeah, please. Hillary is telling anything to Democrats that they want to hear, but she's a big supporter of this war, and she's taking pictures with Newt Gingrich and all that kind of stuff.
Well, there you go. That's that dance in the middle that I'm always talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And what people don't understand, because Bill Clinton was so good at it, is that he was in the middle too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he really played. He you know. It bothers me to see black people so in love with him.
I mean, me too.
Come on now. You know, it's one thing if you want to say by comparison, okay, I did a story once for an analysis of everything that you know, he had done, quote, for black people, that, in other words, his policies that really benefited and had a special effect for black people on the whole. And it wasn't there.
There you go.
You know,
but he will get the press for, okay, I chose a black artist to paint my picture and Hillary's picture. I chose a black, you know, I hired lots of black clerks, you know, and now you can't even put that on your resume, you know, that you were a clerk for Bill Clinton.
Exactly.
I mean, so that even that didn't work out for folks.
Exactly.
So
he might get closer. He might get closer. You know, I always say that he, at least when he comes into the black churches, he claps on the downbeat. So he might get a little bit closer than some people do, but he doesn't get us either.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that he really doesn't get us either.
And I resent the credit that he's given for getting black folks.
Yes.
I resent that.
Yes.
I resent that.
Yes.
So what we have about three more minutes here. What is it that stories that we should really be keeping our eyes on?
Good question. I want to see how New Orleans turns out in particular. This is a long-term story about what happens with the Ninth Ward and what happens about gentrification in New Orleans. Alfonso Jackson of HUD has already said, and I don't know how exactly he meant this.
I'm ashamed to say he's from Saint.
His tone of voice.
I'm ashamed to say he's from St. Louis. And I know what you're getting ready to say. Go ahead, say it.
Yeah, that, you know, New Orleans. He guarantees New Orleans is not going to be as black as it was before. Now, I don't know if he meant that, you know, hopefully, or if he's just, you know, just what his purpose in saying it was. But he could be right, because if developers and people move in and get their hands on that property, they may set it up where it can't be.
Well,
because
and
people can't afford it. We see the regentrification, which I hate that term because it sounds like it's an improvement,
mm-hmm.
Happening all over the country. Anyway, Silver Spring, Maryland, place where I used to go pick up my kids' friends, there was projects. They're now condos, high-priced condos. Those very same places, you know, are now high-priced condos that black people can't afford anymore, you know. And that it's happening all over the country. It's happening in Harlem even.
And what do you think about, real quickly here, what do you think about Jesse Jackson's action to, you know, to just, okay, I'm going across the country, I'm just going to pick up black folks, pick up New Orleans, and take them back to New Orleans?
Well, that's fine as long as he has a place to deposit them that's decent.
Mm-hmm.
That's the question. Getting us back, getting us in a place where we can stay there is the issue.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of the story of New Orleans, it really is going to be about the land, isn't it?
It's going. It, it, It is. It is. And that is kind of the story of this country. The land gives you power.
There you go. Deborah Mathis, thank you so much for joining us on Looking Black. Always a pleasure.
My pleasure, Liz. Thank you. Peace to you.
You too. Listen, folks, Liz Brown, I will be back after the news. Stay with me.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember? I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Liz White. A big raise for the Social Security set, benefiting tens of millions of Americans. ABC's Vic Ratner is in Washington with some of the fine print.
It's the biggest annual increase in more than a decade, 4.1%. But for many on Social Security, the increase won't come close to matching the hikes in oil and gas costs to heat their homes this winter. Higher checks for more than 50 million Social Security recipients, namely senior citizens and the disabled, will start going out in January.
ABC's Vic Ratner in Washington. Consumer prices surged in September more than they have in 25 years as Hurricanes Rita and Katrina sent those energy prices soaring. It's been 8 straight days of rain in parts of the Northeast with, guess what, in the forecast, more rain.
It's unbelievable. I'll be glad to see the sunshine.
He's in Oakland, New Jersey. ABC's Ron Claiborne has more from East Hartford, Connecticut.
The rain is falling pretty much over the entire state. The eastern portion is getting a little less than everywhere else. But New Haven, Connecticut, is reporting more than 14 inches. Hartford has gotten at least 8 inches of rain. Further west, 8 to 10 inches. And the rain continues to fall. This area, ironically, was in a drought situation only a few weeks ago. That drought certainly is over now.
ABC's Ron Claiborne, at least 10 deaths have been blamed on flooding in the Northeast since last weekend. About half of the 9 people reportedly blood tested in Turkey for bird flu have left the hospital. There was some concern after several of their pigeons died. Bird flu has been confirmed in poultry in Turkey and is suspected in Romania. And he's blonde, James Blonde. Yep, the first blonde 007, the second Englishman to play the part at his debut in London. Daniel Craig said he's a bit speechless. His mom broke the news a day early in a local paper. This is ABC News.
Top 3 reasons for remodeling right now. Number 3, the smile I get from brushing my teeth in a new bathroom. Number 2, all my recipes taste better in a brand new kitchen. And number 1, get it sooner, pay for it later.
Right now at the Home Depot and Expo Design Center, get special deferred financing throughout the store and 10% off your first purchase when you open a new account. Only through October 23rd. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
Are you one of the millions of seniors trying to decide which Medicare Part D prescription drug plan is right for you? Help is as close as your nearby Save-On or Osco pharmacy. We can set up an appointment with you to help answer your questions about this new plan. You'll find free brochures to better understand your options. Plus, bring in a list of the medications you're taking, and we'll provide you with a list of drug plan options that cover those medications. The help you need is as close as your Save-On and Osco pharmacies. Stop by today.
More fireworks than planned at a Motley Crue show in Wyoming.
It happened near the end of the show. Tommy Lee was hoisted on a wire and was swinging between drum kits several feet above the stage when sparks began flying. Lee was singed on his arms and face. Paramedics treated him on the scene, then took him to a local hospital to be checked out. He's expected to make a full recovery. And according to the band's management here in Hollywood, no shows will be missed on the Motley Crue reunion tour. Dave Alford, ABC News, Los Angeles.
JBS wants a divorce, and he apparently wants everybody to read all about it. So he hung a banner from a highway bridge in southern England that said, "Wendy, I want a divorce," signed JBS. A day later, another banner appeared from Wendy. Her response, "No way, you are a cheat." A therapist asked to weigh in said they must be very angry to do this in such a public way. You think? I'm Liz White, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, Franklin County authorities continue investigating a police-involved fatal shooting. Investigators say deputies confronted 39-year-old Timothy Strauss at Highways 30 and FF, where Strauss crashed his car after reportedly being involved in a fight late Wednesday night. Strauss allegedly hit a deputy in the face during the struggle that followed. Deputies say they used a stun gun on Strauss when he threatened them with a metal pipe. One of the deputies shot Strauss after several warnings. U.S. Senator Jim Talent is trying to help fix the highway infrastructure in Missouri and across the country. Talent met with area business and civic leaders yesterday for a roundtable discussion about his highway infrastructure bonds initiative. Talent says safety concerns are one reason why Missouri's infrastructure needs to be fixed.
There were 1,100 fatalities on Missouri's roads in 2004. The statistics you usually hear is about one out of three of those fatalities is linked to the quality of the road or the bridge. So we're losing lives, we're losing dollars, and we're losing jobs.
Talon says the Highway Infrastructure Bonds Initiative is an innovative financing mechanism that will bring Missouri an additional $300 million or more for transportation infrastructure without requiring a tax increase. U.S. Attorney Ronald Tenpas will soon move from the Metro East to a new position in the nation's capital. Tenpas, who's currently the U.S. Attorney in the Southern District of Illinois, has been appointed as the Associate Deputy Attorney General. He will start in his new position on November 14th. Finally this hour, the Rams have an extra day to prepare for the Colts with a game set for Monday night in Indianapolis. The team will practice this afternoon and again tomorrow before traveling to Indy on Sunday. Joe Vitt will make his head coaching debut for the Rams on Monday night in place of the ailing Mike Martz, while offensive coordinator Steve Fairchild will handle the play-calling duties. At 2-3, the Rams are in second place in the NFC West, one game behind Seattle. The Seahawks host the Texans on Sunday night. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by GM Certified Used Vehicles. Let GM Certified take the worry out of buying your next used vehicle. To learn more and find a dealer near you, visit GMCertified.com. GM Certified, no worries. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by National City Bank. Northbound 55 from Union to the Brewery, no problems to report. Eastbound 44 from Antire to Merrimack River Bridge, no problems there. Eastbound 40 between Ballast and McKnight, you've got stop-and-go traffic. Northbound 270 from Gravoy to Marshall is stop-and-go as well. Westbound 270 from West Florissant to Washington Elizabeth, very heavy volume, then a little slow after New Florissant Road. Eastbound 70 and 79, and you've got heavy volume going on there as well. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason Road is slow traffic this hour. Westbound 5570 split from 64 onto the PSB, look for slow traffic. Westbound 64 at the 5570 merge, look for traffic to be flowing freely this hour. And westbound Kingbridge traffic between the Illinois Bank and LaCleach Landing, very heavy volume, as well as northbound Route 3 from the 8th Street onto the ramp to the Poplar Street Bridge. It is slow as well. State Route 110 at Fountain City, there's a report of an injury accident. Olive at Kingsland, there's a report of an accident involving a vehicle that rear-ended a semi and that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by National City Bank. National City Bank makes managing your finances easy by giving you free checking with unlimited transaction, extensive retirement planning, and more. National City Banking, made simple for lives that are not. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Mostly sunny today, high in the upper 70s. This evening, mostly clear with a low in the mid-50s. Saturday, sunny skies, high in the mid-70s. Saturday evening, clear with a low in the upper 40s. And Sunday, mostly sunny skies, once again, high in the lower 70s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 56 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 55, both under sunny skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. Don't forget, you can listen to the show live on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net, lizbrown.com. You can also check out the archives at whiterosesociety.org. We are also iPodded there, too, so you can get us on your iPod at whiterosesociety.org. I was thinking today as I was driving into work. It's amazing, hitting the roads at such an early hour. Dark outside causes you to reflect on a number of things. And I was thinking about anxiety. And I was thinking about all of the things that are going on in this country that causes people, and I think legitimately so, to be anxious about the world that we're living in. I was passing gas station after gas station, noticing that, you know, the prices are dropping and wondering if that is not manipulative somehow to try to deal with the anxiety that people are feeling. Our last guest talked about something that I hadn't even thought about, how if this avian bird flu thing is real, which I don't believe that it is, but let's just say that it is, and there was a need to vaccinate people, our health care system is so dysfunctional and worthless that more people are outside of the health care system than they're in. So how could all of the doctors in America say, okay, all my patients come in and we could inoculate everybody? We don't have a system to do that. We don't have a health care system that includes everybody. So in the event of a national disaster or a national crisis, we couldn't get to everybody because we don't know who they are and where they are because we've excluded them from the healthcare system. There are things that make us anxious. And then you think about the challenges that people have economically. And how people are dealing with the difficulty of getting jobs, the difficulty of earning a living wage. And then that one thing that was, and I know within my community, it was always get an education. That's the one thing that they can't take away from you. And my grandmother was right. But what she didn't know was that that's something that they're not going to pay you for either. And I am blessed, I guess, to have gone through my college degree and my law school degree without any debt. I didn't have any debt coming out of college or out of law school. And I was fortunate enough to have attended both law school and undergrad at a time where it was unimaginable to acquire the type of debt that young people have today. And this is all tied into the whole anxiety thing. If you are a person that wants to change the world and you go to school to do so, how can you focus on the things that help change the world when you have to focus on paying back a $60,000, $70,000, $100,000 debt? Other anxiety-causing situations. And we need to talk about how real this debt is. How real is this debt in the year 2005, almost 2006? To talk about that, an economist with the Center for Economic and Policy Research, Heather Boucher, is joining us from Washington, D.C. Heather, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Very good. It's tough for young people out here today, isn't it?
It is very tough for young people, and it seems to be getting more and more difficult each year. I was happy for you that you were able to graduate from school, both undergraduate and graduate, without any debt, because that is certainly a rarity out there.
Mm-hmm.
Most kids, about two-thirds, will graduate from undergraduate with some level of debt, as of last year, the average student was graduating with nearly $18,000 in debt, which is just the average. Of course, some kids take out a whole lot more, and some kids take out less. But it certainly is the case that students are taking on more of the costs of college at a time when, actually, their job opportunities have not been increasing on par with the debt loads that they've been taking on.
And how about the pay scale? Has the pay scale kept up with the level of debt that they are acquiring?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question. During the late 1990s, when we had low unemployment and the economy was booming and all that, it was the case that recent college graduates were seeing sort of good, solid increases in entry-level wages each year, and so students were more likely to be able to take on that debt. But since the recession in 2001, and since then, wages have not been increasing, and younger workers have been hit quite hard. So now students that are graduating are not seeing those kinds of pay increases. Of course, kids who are graduating over the past few years have seen very low interest rates, so their actual debt burden hasn't been that big sort of on a monthly basis.
But it's longer.
But it's longer. And as we move out into the future, you know, of course, student loans are variable. So each year they're pegged to the rate of the federal funds rate.
Uh-huh.
So as interest rates rise, which they are doing now and probably will do for quite some time, those debt burdens are going to rise, and we're not seeing increases in wages. So families, young families are being hit quite hard by this this large debt load.
And also, Heather, there's this intangible thing as well. I've always been told that, you know, you find what your passion is and you find a way to work in your passion, because that's going to make for a happier life. If you have a debt of $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, you're going to have to make a different decision about what you do because of that.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I work in the nonprofit field here in Washington, and I know for a fact that there are many students, especially students from working class backgrounds, who are unable to afford to take these jobs, not so much because they can't afford to take the salaries, but because they have these huge student debt burdens.
That's right.
And it certainly affects people's decisions. It's probably a little known fact in your world, but if you get a job on the Hill in Congress, as a legislative aide or something, they will help you pay back some of your loans, which is very nice, giving people who have high debt burdens that opportunity. But there's not enough programs like that. And it does really limit young people's opportunities and make them take jobs that they might otherwise not choose to take.
And then on the other side of this, because young people want to get rid of these debts, we have a program here in the city of St. Louis within our public schools, the Teach for America program, where we have young people coming out of college that have had no training in teaching, no desire to, they didn't go to school to become a teacher, but they get their debts paid off if they commit to 2 years in the public schools. And we're not the better off as a result of that.
Because you don't have the long term, the experience.
Or the interest.
Or the skills.
Yeah.
I find that too quite shocking when you look at those programs, that we think that teaching isn't, that you don't have to know anything special.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awful, but it goes back to that whole, Why wouldn't a student want to say, okay, just 2 years, and plus I get paid as the same teacher's salary as a teacher gets paid, and my debt is taken care of? Bet I'm going to do this.
Exactly. And it definitely does. It pushes people to make series of decisions that they might not otherwise make, both in terms of the kinds of jobs, but then, of course, the other things that they do. If you're burdened by, you know, $500 or $600 a month in debt payments, that may have an influence on whether or not you decide to start a family, whether or not you can buy a house. These other things that we think people in their early 20s should be focusing on, right? They're done with school. We think, you know, most people, most women have their first child before the age of 25. So it certainly does have an impact.
And when we look back at the way that it used to be done, and it's so sad to think of the 80s as, you know, Grandpa, tell me about the good old days of the 80s, but back in the 80s, college students could work and actually earn college, earn money for college.
That is definitely true. I mean, there's two things. Right? Back in the 80s, college costs were cheaper, so it was easier for a student to pay for their college through working. I remember that my mother telling me, she went to school, of course, in the 70s, but even back in the 80s, you could work all summer at a minimum wage job and pay the average school cost for the school year. You could have a summer job, save up your money, and then you would have money for school during the school year, and you wouldn't have to take on debt. Well, now you would have to work at a minimum wage job all year, full time, just to pay off the school debt for one academic year, which is, of course, most likely impossible for most students who work full-time and be in school. So it's impossible for kids to, in many cases, pay for it on their own. And what we've done is we've made loans more available rather than grant aid since the early 90s.
And tell us about the difference between the two of those and how that impacts on a student's future.
Exactly. Well, grants are money from the government or the school that the student doesn't have to pay back. It's a part of the financial aid package. Loans, however, the student will have to pay back, and there's two different kinds of loans. One kind of loan is called subsidized, where the government pays the interest on the loan while the student is in college. So when you graduate, you only owe the amount that you took out, not the interest over the past 4 years. There's another kind set of loans called unsubsidized, where the government doesn't pay the interest, and you have to start paying it back immediately. What Congress did in the early 1990s was that they increased the availability of these unsubsidized loans, these loans that are more expensive for students, in lieu of increasing grant aid or subsidized loans. So the composition of aid that kids get today is much more skewed towards more expensive loans than it was back in the 1980s. So kids are being hit by a double whammy. One, college is more expensive, and they can't pay for it on their own in the same way that their parents could by working and trying to be independent. And at the same time, the aid that they're getting is now more skewed towards loans and towards more expensive loans. So it's just so much harder for kids to be able to afford school and not take on huge debt.
And then there's a new kind of indebted student out here. We have students that are going to the technical type of institutions. We have like a Vaterot here, those types of schools. And those students are taking out loans that are comparable to the same types of loans that students at four-year colleges are taking out. So we have a new and a different type of indebted student entering into the work field.
Exactly. Also, we have a lot of students who start college and take out loans for maybe the first year or the second year and then end up dropping out. So they don't even have a college degree to show for it at the end of the day, but they have all of this debt. And really, the only degree that's going to give a young person that significant, on average, bump up in salary that would allow them to really afford to pay for these loans is a bachelor's degree.
I was shocked, Heather. I was sitting down with a friend of mine because I haven't had to look for a job in a long, long, long time, although there may be people out there who wish that I've had. but I was going through the newspaper and through the want ads. I had no idea that you need a bachelor's degree for starting a job that was a high school degree not too long ago.
Yeah.
It's just shocking.
And that many of those jobs that have moved, that are upskilling, some of them do pay the kinds of salaries that would allow people to pay off their loans or to move into a middle-class lifestyle, and many of them increasingly are not, leaving families really strapped.
So what is to be done about this?
That's an excellent question. What we would like to see, particularly on the student debt issue, is Congress rethink this policy of pushing students towards more expensive loans rather than grant aid. Unfortunately, that's not the direction policymakers are headed right now. In fact, prior to Katrina, there was a bill in Congress, both in the House and the Senate, to increase the cost of loans even more through playing with the interest rates and how much, whether or not families could consolidate their loans. It's unclear now since Katrina how they're going to deal with that because so much has sort of been put aside. But I have no doubt that they'll come back to that same piece of legislation at some point in the next few months. And so they're looking to actually continue to make it more expensive rather than what we would like to see, which is more grant aid available to students and more subsidized loans.
So where do we stand politically on this? Is this a partisan issue? The Republicans have one philosophy, the Democrats have another philosophy, or do we have this horrible mixture of Democrat and Republican support for making it more difficult for students to get out of school and to not have this debt?
Well, we certainly see there is a degree of partisanship in the issue, but you know, the big player on the other side of this, of course, is the banking industry. Because who benefits when people take out loans that they have to pay back at higher interest rates? Well, that would be banks. So you've seen some pressure from them to for them to get more in fees and costs. And you have seen the Republican version of the bill that was being considered back in September. The Republican version was looking to change that that composition of what kind of fees that the banks were getting. But I don't see a lot of, I mean, there is some leadership, but there isn't certainly a big sort of overwhelming stampede towards increasing grant aid from either side of the aisle right now.
And under Bill Clinton, we had a whole lot of, a big reduction in Pell Grants, didn't we?
Yes, we did. And it was actually under Bill Clinton that we saw this shift towards unsubsidized loans, towards these more expensive loans. It was the 1992 reauthorization of the Higher Education Act. So yes, I mean, this is a trend that began in the early 1990s, and we haven't seen it change since then.
And how does this impact upon on black kids, on brown kids?
Yeah, I think that my understanding is that it probably hits them harder than other students, primarily because students of color don't have, are less likely to have the family resources to pay for schooling. I mean, I think you have kids that fall into a number of different categories. On the one hand, you have the high achievers, from families of color who are able to get the kinds of merit scholarships to elite schools and fulfill those, get those places, who are not going to have to take on these loans. And then you have the rest of them who are likely to not have the family resources and are going to have to look to either work or to take on loans and to afford that college education. So this is certainly not good for African-American kids or Hispanic kids.
And you all wrote a report called Student Debt, Bigger and Bigger. One of the things that you said in it that I think that we haven't had a chance to talk about is the fact that people are taking out more debts, but colleges are more expensive today than they were back 20 years ago, and hugely so.
Hugely, yeah. College costs have skyrocketed, and it's really, you know, it's very interesting to look at when you look at both college costs as well as costs for healthcare. But these are two areas where the costs have just grown astronomically in recent years, and we seem to be able to do very little to stem the tide. Between, you know, over the last, 15 years, you've seen an over 50% increase in costs at both public and private schools, and it's really quite stunning, and that's part of the reason why it's students have taken on more and more loans, of course.
And how does this rate increase compare with other industries?
Well, that figure that I just quoted, the over 50% increase in the early 1990s, that's after the rate of inflation.
Mm.
So that's in, after we account for rising prices in milk and gas and all the other stuff that we buy, schools have increased on top of that. So it really has far outpaced almost any other sector of the economy, with the exception, I believe, of healthcare.
Mm. And where can people get a copy of your report, Student Debt, Bigger and Bigger?
It's on our website, which is www.ceepr.net.
Heather Boucher, thank you so much for joining us on the Wake Up Call this morning.
It was a pleasure. Thank you very much, Liz.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown. I will be back. You need to stay with me. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get to me.
Hand me a piece of candy. Grandma's hand picked me up each time I fell. Grandma's hands, boy, they really came in a handy, she'd say. Matty, don't you whip that boy. What you want a spank?
Good morning, St. Louis. 33 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by FedEx Kinko's. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit. The maintenance operations have that exit ramp closed. You can use 11th Street to get around. Northbound 55 between Carondelet and Lafayette. No problems to report. Eastbound 40 between Spady and Hanley. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Northbound 270 at 44, that traffic is returned back to normal. Westbound 270 at West Florissant, look for that traffic to be easing now. westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley. You've got slow traffic westbound 5570 from 3rd Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge. It is slow, and westbound Kingbridge traffic at Cleese Landing, you can expect traffic to be flowing freely. Southbound Hall at East Cary Avenue, there's a report of an injury accident, and traffic is alternating on the northbound lane. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by FedEx Kinko's. For overnight ground or even the heavy stuff, you can rely on the ultimate in reliable shipping. Relax, it's FedEx. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. For today, mostly sunny skies. High in the upper 70s this evening, mostly clear with a low in the mid-50s. Saturday, sunny, high in the mid-70s. Saturday evening, clear with a low in the upper 40s. Then on Sunday, mostly sunny skies with a high in the lower 70s. Currently at studios of AM 920 WGNU, under very clear skies, we have 56 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 55. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Coming up on October 17th, it's a special two-hour edition of Mondays at 9. We should call it Mondays at 8. Our special guest is Dr. Justin Frank, author of Bush on the Couch, Inside the Mind of the President. Dr. Frank is a professor of psychiatry at George Washington Medical School. His publication takes a look at the actions of President Bush over the last several years. Dr. Frank says the inconsistencies and denials he exhibits are troubling. His tendency to avoid taking responsibility is a pattern that has gone on long before he became president, and this leads to concerns about the safety of all people whose lives he touches. This interview will be full of revelations that will seem outrageous, but when you put all the pieces together, the picture becomes clear. In addition, we'll have several copies of the book to give away to the listening audience during the interview. So don't miss this special edition of Mondays at 9, starting at 8, on Monday, October 17th, with Dr. Justin Frank and Bush on the Couch, exclusively on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Greetings, this is Minister Louis Farrakhan inviting you to join me for the 10th anniversary commemoration of the Million Man March, Saturday, October 15th, in Washington, D.C. Brothers and sisters, although many wonderful things have happened as a result of the march 10 years ago, the fact is the masses of our people are suffering and are on a death march into the oven of political, economic, educational, social, and moral deterioration. In the wake of Hurricane Katrina, if there ever was a time for us to come together and create a movement, the Millions More movement, that time is now. So be a part of history in Washington, D.C. on Saturday, October 15th.
For more information, call 361-9191. That's 361-9191. You're looking to get into real estate. Where do you go? What do you do? Call Lisa at 314-629-7830. Properties available from $50,000 to $200,000. Available with no money down. Take your choice of area, St. Louis City, St. Louis County, or St. Charles County. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Get into the game. Make the first move. Call Lisa Krempaski, 629-7830. That's Lisa Krempaski, 314-629-7830.
Get loud by Woo! Listen to Debbie Donzie at WGNU.net for women empowering women, or wild energetic women, or wild wacky women, or for...
Wake Up Call family. We want to remind you that the second Wake Up Call blanket drive is now set for Friday, November 18th. And once again, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide those in need in our community with the gift of warmth. This year, we've set a goal of collecting 5,000 blankets. And with your help, we know we can make it happen. The Wake Up Call blanket drive will have two collection points again this year. In the lobby of the Congress and Senate building, the home of WGNU Radio, at 265 Union Boulevard. And at Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue. Again, that date is Friday, November 18th. The need is greater than ever, and we're counting on you, St. Louis, for 5,000 blankets. Don't forget, the second annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive is Friday, November 18th, with a live broadcast from Carver House at 3035 Bell from 7 to 10 that morning. Thank you for what you did last year and what you will do this year. The Struggle for Fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back. It's a hard road to travel. Oh, this is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. Oh, my goodness. Howard, hit me with some of that Million Man March music that we've had playing here. I just want to remind folks that this is the weekend. This is the time. This is the place. This is what you need to do. You can go on down to, you give a call to 361-9191, the Millions More Movement here in St. Louis at 1408 North Kings Highway, room 215. It's time to take advantage of this, to be part of history, to do what you need to do. If you can't go, then go down there and support somebody who wants to go. If you can't go, then go down there and buy a hat, buy a cap, go do something to support it, because this is part of history. This is part of history. You know, and when we listen to this is Minister Farrakhan from 10 years ago. And what he's saying here is that we got to be part of something. And if Katrina hasn't shown you this, if this administration hasn't shown you this, if what is going on every time you fill up your gas tank hasn't shown you this, then you need to check your pulse to see if you are still within the land of the living. Because there's every indication, every reason to join an organization and be part of something. Here's what I'm going to do. We have one more hat, one more T-shirt to give away. We're going to give away the hat right now to the sixth caller at 454-6660, 454-6660. The sixth caller will get a hat. You got to come down here to the station and pick it up, a Millions More Movement hat. And it's gorgeous, I must say, if I do say so myself. So give us a call here at 454-6660. Be the, what I say, the sixth caller. And if you've won something in the last month, let everybody else have a chance at winning something. 454-0400 is the number. 454-6609 is the fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. This is my favorite part. This is my favorite part. Who we want to stay? And who do we want to go? And we have a winner. We have a winner. Get off my phones. We have a winner. We have a winner. My goodness. We need to, you need to lock it in and be part of this. We have a winner, ladies and gentlemen. Please get off the phones. We have a winner. We have a winner. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
Right. This is the big weekend. And it was 10 years ago, but I was sitting here thinking about what the minister was saying to go back into our community, and I was thinking about the little boy, Chris Collins, who was killed this week. So maybe we can discuss that in our meetings. That's one that's going with all the crime in our city, in our community, and like tomorrow we're going to the first ward meeting, and
okay.
discuss what's going on in our neighborhood.
That's very good. Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. I don't know. I don't know. It seems like, you know what, Howard, let's finish it up. Let's finish up the T-shirt. We have a couple minutes here. Let's finish up the T-shirt. How about this? We have one more T-shirt to give away. And please, if you get something free, why don't you give a call down to the Millions More Movement's office. This is the last time that you have a chance to do this. It's the last time that you have a chance to do this. Why don't you call them at 361-9191? Buy a hat, buy a cap, buy a T-shirt. Support it. You know? Support it. And we're going to do this. We're going to do the... you ready? Can we do this? All right. Let's do the 10th caller. The 10th caller to 454-6660, 454-6660, fabulous, if I do say so myself, fabulous Millions More Movement T-shirt at 454-6660. The 10th caller will get that T-shirt, and if you've won within the last 30 days, please let somebody else at it. Let somebody else at it. Welcome to the Wake Up Call. You're on
the air. Hi, Liz. It's Floyd. I didn't talk to you for a couple of days.
All right, Floyd. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Terrific this morning. And you?
I'm outstanding, Floyd.
Yeah,
it's going to be a great week. It's going to be a great weekend.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be watching the Million Men Movement.
That's right.
And I'm going to be looking at it, and it's a very powerful thing because, like Louis Farrakhan said, we have to get rid of evil. Evil people like Bush, Cheney, and Rumsfeld, and the Rice, and also the conservative radio talking heads. I'm talking about Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly, and, of course, our very own, who else? Richard Lamb. And see,
okay, and wait a minute, Floyd. We have a winner, folks. We have a winner. That's okay. I just had to put it out there. We have a winner, ladies and gentlemen. It's all done. Thanks for your call. Even though some of y'all are calling the wrong number, thanks for your call. Go ahead, Floyd.
Okay, you know, you mentioned about Richard Lamb and James Dobson, the Family Focus, and all these people, about Phyllis Schlafly, all these people talking about what's really not dealing the whole core of this American government. And like you said, for the last 5 years, you've been on the air, you've been trying to tell people, you try to change their lives and tell the truth, but yet they still don't listen to you, Liz.
That's all right. They come around.
To me, it's despicable. Like people like Jesse Peterson and all these other people would talk about Al Sharpton, how they talk about Jesse Jackson, but when it comes down to the real core, who is responsible for this war? And our young men and women have been murdered every day, Liz. I've been watching the news and reading the newspaper. It just really hurts me.
All right.
And we got to motivate it.
That's
and
right.
And you take care of yourself and have a good weekend.
Have a wonderful weekend. I know I'm going to have a great weekend, Floyd. Thank you so much. This is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. My number here is 454-0400. We're going to take a break, but that's all right. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Can it go that way? Can't put it off another day. I don't care what others say. They think we don't listen anyway. Time has come today.
More Movement, St. Louis Local Organizing Committee invites you to see the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan live Sunday, September 25th at the Roberts Orpheum Theater, 416 North 9th Street. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. It's the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan live in St. Louis.
On October the 14th, 15th, and 16th, he's black, Hispanic, Native American. In unity, we'll change it all.
It's the commemoration of the 10th anniversary of the Million Man March. And everyone's invited to see Farrakhan live Sunday, September 25th. This event is free to the public. The Millions More Movement is peace and unity. United we stand. Divided, we don't stand a chance. The Millions More Movement is October 15th in Washington, D.C. For more information and to register for the march, call 361-9191 or toll free 866-361-9191.
Farrakhan Live.
You need to be part of the movement. For more information, log on to mmmstlouis.org.
This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline Moscow. Russian troops battled Chechen militants in a southern Russia city. News reports indicate over 85 people have been killed, including 50 militants. Gunmen reportedly had launched attacks against government buildings and police stations. The battle took place in Nalchik, a large city in the Caucasus Mountains region. The center of the town has now been sealed off by police who are going through the carnage and identifying the dead and wounded. The region is near the breakaway Republic of Chechnya, where government forces have been fighting with separatists for over 10 years. There's a report that insurgents are holding about a dozen hostages at a police station and at a store. Authorities say they have orders from Russian President Vladimir Putin to shoot and kill anyone who is putting up armed resistance. And Dateline Washington. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist has received a subpoena asking for personal records as part of an investigation into his stock dump. The Washington Post is reporting that the SEC issued that subpoena in connection with the sale of shares of stock in the hospital corporation owned by the Frist family. Those sales took place less than a month after the share prices dropped by at least 10% and caused a profit downturn. Frist says he had no inside information made available to him and that he had started making preparations back in the spring to sell the stock, and it was all a mere coincidence. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update.
Wake Up Call family. We want to remind you that the second Wake Up Call blanket drive is now set for Friday, November 18th. And once again, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide those in need in our community with the gift of warmth. This year, we've set a goal of collecting 5,000 blankets. And with your help, we know we can make it happen. The Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will have two collection points again this year. In the lobby of the Congress and Senate building, the home of WGNU Radio, at 265 Union Boulevard. And at Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue. Again, that date is Friday, November 18th. The need is greater than ever, and we're counting on you, St. Louis, for 5,000 blankets. Don't forget, the second annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive is Friday, November 18th, with a live broadcast from Carver House at 3035 Bell from 7 to 10 that morning. Thank you for what you did last year and what you will do this year.
Ugh, gas is so expensive anymore. I don't want to drive all over town to shop.
I know what you mean.
But you want to get a gift for Jeff and Connie's anniversary? Something really special, you said, and I want to get an estimate on new siding.
Well, Jeff and Connie are going to Regional Exposure 2005.
When's that?
Saturday, October 22nd from 10 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. and Sunday, October 23rd from noon to 6 p.m. It's at the St. Clair Square. I'll find Jeff and Connie's gift while you visit exhibits representing hundreds of manufacturers, distributors, and services. Everything you need in one stop. Plus, great entertainment, and you can register to win great prizes all weekend.
Hey, let's carpool with Jeff and Connie. That way we'll really save gas.
Regional Exposure 2005, Saturday, October 22nd from 10 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. and Sunday, October 23rd from noon to 6 p.m. at St. Clair Square in Fairview Heights. Hosted by St. Clair Square, sponsored by Anchor Siding and Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Give more details at www.spcshows.com. This is a specialized promotional concepts production.
Tuesday morning on the Wake Up Call, a look at the infamous Chain of Roxbridge murders. Marlon Gray was convicted of killing two sisters after robbing and raping them before they were thrown off the Chain of Roxbridge in 1991. But the state never proved he was on the bridge or that he was even there when the murders took place. Still, he was portrayed as the ringleader. The only witnesses who connected Gray to any crime were one of the four robbers who got a deal with the state and Thomas Cummins, a cousin of the sisters, who was the original suspect in the case. The prosecuting attorney who handled the case had eight previous cases reversed due to misconduct. Cummins sued the St. Louis police, saying he was beaten into making a statement. He settled his suit for $150,000. Marlon Gray said the police also beat him and made him confess to raping the girls but not killing them. He filed a complaint but was not believed. Now Marlon Gray is facing execution October 26th. We'll talk to Marlon Gray live from death row on Tuesday morning, along with in-studio guests who bring you information you've never heard before. It all happens Tuesday morning here on The Wake Up Call. It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I can't go no more.
that right till we can't roll no more. This is Liz Brown living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And we've done with the hats and the shirts for the Millions More movement. But just because I'm not giving them away doesn't mean you can't go get one. So go on down to 1408 North Kings Highway, room 215. That's 1408 North Kings Highway. That's the old Sears building at room 215. Or the number is 361-9191, 361-9191, 361-9191. Millions More Movement. Go on down there. Get your T-shirt. Wear it if you can't go. Wear it tomorrow if you can't go. Wear it all weekend if you can't go. Wear it all weekend. And while you're watching it on television, on the Millions More Movement. And that address again is 1408 North Kings Highway, the old Sears building, suite 215, 361-9191. Ooh, okay. You know, this is the thing. If it doesn't appear right to you, trust your gut. Trust your gut that it's not right. It didn't feel right to me. It didn't feel right to me. Bono. Is it Bono? Howard, is it Bono or Bono? I think it's Bono. It's Bono. Okay. Bono out here pushing up on the aid issue and World Bank issue. And I don't know. Turns out that Bono is going to be in a fundraiser. Bono and you too in a fundraiser for Senator, Republican Senator Rick Santorum. And what's the creepy part of it is? The creepy part of it is? It's all about God. It is truly appropriate for you two, a band with a purpose, to be involved in a fundraiser with Senator Rick Santorum, a politician with a purpose. Both men are passionate about what they believe, and their faith is very important to them. Bono said, and I quote, "It's a mind-blowing concept that the God who created the universe might be looking for company, a real relationship with people." And his connection with that is Rick Santorum. Creepy, scary. Scary, creepy. Did I say creepy? Creepy, scary. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning. Your guest journalist this morning.
Deborah Mathis?
Huh?
Deborah Mathis.
Yes, Deborah. She had mentioned this so-called, is it avian or Asian flu?
I don't know. Avian, I believe it is.
Well, you and her were speaking about a lot of people are outside of the medical system,
mm-hmm.
and how would they be able to vaccinate?
Or how would a doctor be able to say, okay, call in all of your patients? Okay, like the government would say, okay, we need to get everybody vaccinated. If we had a healthcare system that worked, that the government should be able to say, okay, all doctors in America, contact all of your patients, and then the patients would come in because the doctors would be contacting them because everybody was in a healthcare system.
Well,
we don't have that.
Well, I was thinking that these scientists who are working with the, this is just my opinion, is working with the Bush regime, they haven't found a way as of yet to transfer these so-called bird flu from bird to person and from person to person.
They're still working
on transferring it, because I think it's going to be something that they're going to induce into the population when they can find a way to make it transferable from person to person.
Mm-hmm.
And when they do this is my opinion, they are going to round up people and put them in some kind of camp to vaccinate them. I don't think they're even worried about people being outside of the system.
Fair enough, but I still think that it is. I'm not saying that they're worried about it. I'm saying that it illustrates, if there was a real medical need, it illustrates and underscores the fact that we have such a horrible, horrible health care system that in the case of a medical emergency, that a country, a government could not legitimately get to people that needed medical care. I agree with you that it is never, this administration is not, he doesn't care about people not having health care. That's why he wants the military to be part of this whole push with the avian flu, that the military should be able to come in and treat us like we are the enemy. And I've got to go. Christine, thank you so much.
Thank you.
George on a car phone.
Hi, Liz. I've been listening to you lately, and you've had some great, great interviews with people and bringing up topics that aren't even discussed on most of the media, and I appreciate that. Regarding this bird flu, I just tuned in, and you talked about are they actually bringing up the possibility that they're going to try to vaccinate everybody against this stuff?
Well, one of the things that they're talking about is that they don't have a way that they can do that. And
even if they did, would you line up for that vaccination?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I don't get the flu vaccine. No.
Remember, I called in a couple of years ago and told you about that product, that oscillococcinum.
Yes.
That one with about 18 letters long in it to protect you against the flu.
Yes, I do.
I just bought 3 packages of that for myself, my family members, my friends. I'm going to pass it around, but it's supposed to protect you against any kind of flu. It doesn't matter what type of flu it is, but it's and you take it like on a weekly
basis.
Maybe if there's something going around, maybe you might have to take it 2-3 times a week. And if you get the symptoms, you take it more frequently, maybe every couple of hours.
And you know what, George? How about this? If you want to call in on the next hour when we do the Healthy Futures and remind us of that, because we got to take a break right now.
Okay, great.
Thanks,
thank
George.
You,
listen, folks, Liz Brown, Wake Up Call. Be back with Healthy Futures. Stay with us.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Hold on.
While this would be welcome news, the unfortunate situation is that the cola is being eaten up by rising gasoline and heating costs and another double-digit increase in the cost of the Medicare Part B premium.
Evelyn Morton with the AARP. Also rising floodwaters in parts of the Northeast. 8 days of rain still coming down. ABC's Ron Claiborne's in East Hartford, Connecticut.
Officials are keeping a watchful eye on streams and rivers. They continue to rise around the state as the rain continues to fall. As much as 14 inches in some areas just in the past week, and the rain is expected to continue at least until Saturday.
Carl Rove's at a federal courthouse in D.C., the 4th grand jury appearance for the presidential advisor in the CIA leak probe.
This time, Rove walks into that grand jury room without some of the protections he was afforded before. This time, he has been officially informed there's no guarantee his words won't be used against him. Any indictments would have to be issued before the grand jury goes out of business 2 weeks from today.
ABC's Ann Compton at the White House. An attack on a pregnant woman. Police say her neighbor took her to a secluded spot near Pittsburgh. She allegedly tried to cut out the baby. A teenager riding on his ATV came across them in the woods and called his dad, who called police.
The child is doing very well. Delivered by C-section early yesterday morning. And the mother, we understand, is improving but still in critical condition.
Armstrong County DA Scott Andreassi. The suspect apparently claimed she was pregnant and reportedly had a bassinet waiting at her house. This is ABC News.
Top 3 reasons I'm adding some cool new cordless tools to my collection. Number 3, the Ryobi miter saw, 18 volts of cordless foam. Number 2, a rigid combo kit with an impact driver. Sorry, that's a must-have. And the number 1 reason, the prices are right where I like them, low.
Right now at the Home Depot, get a Ryobi cordless miter saw for just $99. Plus, get great deals on innovative new combo kits. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid in U.S. only.
Are you one of the millions of seniors trying to decide which Medicare Part D prescription drug plan is right for you? Help is as close as your nearby Save-On or Osco pharmacy. We can set up an appointment with you to help answer your questions about this new plan. You'll find free brochures to better understand your options, plus bring in a list of the medications you're taking, and we'll provide you with a list of drug plan options that cover those medications. The help you need is as close as your Save-On and Osco pharmacies. Stop by today.
There was a big splashy entrance. Daniel Craig, introduced as the new James Bond, arrived on a speedboat with a Royal Navy escort, the first blonde 007.
It's something else. I can't tell you, really. I'm a bit speechless.
There's Jerry Springer, the opera, so why not the Olympic figure skating drama that played out several years ago. It debuts at Tufts University this spring. ABC's Larry Jacobs has the story.
It's been more than a decade since the infamous knee-whacking of Nancy Kerrigan at the 1994 Winter Olympics.
Why?
Because it would make a great opera in the future? Well, as you no doubt recall, Kerrigan was clubbed in the knee by an associate of competitor Tanya Harding. Arlington, Massachusetts author Elizabeth Searle is betting that you remember the incident because she co-wrote an opera about it. It opens with Kerrigan and Harding giving dual news conferences at the Olympics. The aria? It's built around Kerrigan's famous cry after she was hit. Larry Jacobs, ABC News.
I'm Liz White, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a suspect in a rape in North St. Louis County is now a suspect in a recent burglary. Investigators say DNA evidence links Scott Henley to a burglary in Bridgeton. Henley is already charged with raping a woman in St. Anne in July. He now faces additional charges of first-degree burglary and second-degree robbery. U.S. Senator Jim Talent of Missouri says he'd like to wait before forming an opinion about Supreme Court nominee Harriet Myers. Talent says Supreme Court nominees go through a process and the Senate and the public should wait for that process to work.
One thing we all saw with the Roberts nomination is that process is exhausted. We knew John Roberts by the time that was done. He had hours and hours of questioning. Everybody went back through everything he'd ever written, and the same thing is going to happen with Harriet Myers and ought to happen with Harriet Myers, and I'm going to watch that and then make a judgment.
Myers is President Bush's second Supreme Court nominee, and she is drawing a lot of attention because she doesn't have any experience on the bench. Some critics are questioning the president's motivation for nominating her to the bench, claiming she is a White House insider, a religious zealot, or both, without having any judicial record to show how she would rule on certain issues. Gas prices are cooling off as temperatures drop across the nation. The latest Metro Source price at the pump shows regular gas prices have settled to a national average of $2.83 a gallon. That's 9 cents less than the week before. Premium unleaded prices also dropped 9 cents over the past week to an average of $3.03 a gallon. New York City is still at the top of the survey's list of most expensive places to get gas. New Yorkers pay an average of $3.14 for a gallon of regular unleaded. Normally, California cities have the highest prices, but New York has been on top ever since Hurricane Katrina. Oklahoma City is listed as the city with the cheapest price of gas. A gallon of regular unleaded there costs an average of only $2.29. Prices in Oklahoma City have plummeted over the past week. Finally this hour, the Blues will try to make it 2 wins in a row when they host the Predators tomorrow night. The Blues have been idle since Tuesday when they beat the Blackhawks 4-1 to win their first game of the season and raise their record to 1-3. Nashville is one of only 2 unbeaten teams in the NHL at 4-0 after defeating the Coyotes last night in a shootout. It's a 7 o'clock face-off tomorrow at Savas Center. The Blues have sent down defenseman Jeff Wojtka to their American League hockey affiliate, the Peoria Rivermen. The 22-year-old has played in 2 games for the Blues this season. This WGNU news report is brought to you by GM Certified Used Vehicles. Used car problems? GM Certified owners tend to forget what they are. To learn more and find a dealer, visit GMCertified.com or call 888-999-7880. GM Certified, no worries. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit, Broadway, the maintenance operations have that ramp closed, and you can use 11th Street to get around that area. Northbound 55 between River de Pere and 44, no problems reported. Eastbound 44 from 109 all the way to Merrimack River Bridge looks good. Eastbound 40 between McKnight and Hanley, you've got slow traffic. Northbound 270 from Tesson Ferry to Big Bend, that traffic has returned back to normal. Westbound 270 at Bell Fountain, no problems there. Westbound 40 at McCausland and Hanley still have slow traffic going on in that area. In both directions, 70 at 94, there's road construction, the left lane is closed. Westbound 5570 split at the PSB looks good. In both directions, King Bridge, left lane is closed for maintenance operations this hour. Northbound Broadway at Riverview, there's a report of an injury accident. St. Charles Rock Road at Hanley, there's an injury accident as well. And 10th Street at Washington, there's a report of an injury accident. And that's a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. McDonald's is celebrating the Cardinals' postseason play by bringing back Big Mac sandwiches for $1 every day the Cardinals play. Limit 2 per customer. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. For today, mostly sunny skies, high in the upper 70s this evening, mostly clear with a low in the mid-50s. Saturday, look for sunny skies with a high in the mid-70s. Saturday evening, look for clear skies with a low in the upper 40s. And Sunday, mostly sunny skies with a high in the lower 70s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 57 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 57 as well. Plenty of sunshine out there. Stay tuned now for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. Healthy Futures is on the way. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Wake Up Call family. We want to remind you that the second Wake Up Call blanket drive is now set for Friday, November 18th. And once again, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide those in need in our community with the gift of warmth. This year, we've set a goal of collecting 5,000 blankets. And with your help, we know we can make it happen. The Wake Up Call blanket drive will have 2 collection points again this year. In the lobby of the Congress and Senate building, the home of WGNU Radio, at 265 Union Boulevard. And at Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue. Again, that date is Friday, November 18th. The need is greater than ever, and we're counting on you, St. Louis, for 5,000 blankets. Don't forget, the second annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive is Friday, November 18th, with a live broadcast from Carver House at 3035 Bell from 7 to 10 that morning. Thank you for what you did last year and what you will do this year.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell my brother, come on, listen. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
It's time once again for Healthy Futures, the weekly radio program that provides you with information on how to take better care of yourself and live a more healthy life. Remember, good health truly is in your own hands. And now, Healthy Futures with Liz Brown and our guest for this week.
Welcome, welcome to Healthy Futures. This is Liz Brown. And, of course, my guest for Healthy Futures today is Ms. Linda McKirkland, from Program Director of Healthy Futures. Linda, welcome.
Thank you, Liz. How are you today?
I am outstanding. How are you?
Doing great.
Okay, your mic is not on. Can we?
My.
There we go. Let's start over again. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Liz.
Okay, good. Let me see. We also are going to tell us about what let's start where we always start.
Again, this morning, I'd like to say thank you for the listening audience for joining us this morning. And we'd like to thank Support a Child International and Eternity Deli for allowing us to do this and sponsoring this program and allowing us to bring this information to you every Friday morning. Just wanting to say you have the power to take control of your own lives, and that's why we're here every Friday to just arm you and give you the information that you need. So thank you for listening.
And what is our topic for today?
We're coming out the box again today. We want to continue to add different and alternative methods of lifestyle changes or choices. So today we're going to be talking about iridology. And I know a lot of us don't know a whole lot about it, but we've got something special today. We've got in the studio with us Ben Graham, and he's going to be talking to us about iridology, and also is going to go one step further. He's going to actually do it on one of us and talk with us about it as he's doing it. So iridology.
Okay, so let me introduce our other guest here. Ben, welcome to Healthy Futures.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here to the listening audience as well. Thank you for listening, and hopefully you'll learn something today.
Absolutely. We always learn stuff on Healthy Futures, and I know today will be no different. Now, Ben, you are a certified holistic health consultant. Tell us about what is a certified holistic health consultant?
Well, the understanding is that the body is divided into three parts. There's obviously the physical, then there's the mental, and obviously the spiritual is the next part of it that we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And understanding that there are always three sides to the actual health aspect of an individual, because the spirit is what we use to obviously keep ourselves going daily. The mental is what we use to do things and create things, and the physical is where it comes out. So we use those aspects of understanding what we're about to create a scenario where we can heal ourselves physically, mentally, and spiritually.
So it's a connect that you don't always get when you go out in the medical world and talk to your doctor. You go to your doctor. The understanding is that you go to your doctor and you tell them what's wrong, and they say, okay, let's just address this, and that's it.
Exactly.
So I guess where do we start with what's the definition of iridology?
Iridology is basically the study of looking into the body, understanding the health aspects of the body from the organs in the body using the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
As we all been said or heard, that the eyes are the windows to the soul.
Yeah.
So when we talk about the eyes being the window to the soul, and this whole concept of iridology.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about something that is, this isn't something that's brand new, is it?
No, actually, this has been going on for countless of years, thousands of years, actually.
Thousands of years?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay. Thousands of years. So when we talk about iridology, are we talking about whether or not we can fix a disease, or are we just
mm-hmm.
talking about
mm-hmm.
noticing changes within our bodies?
Both. Okay. We notice changes in our bodies. The body always tells us what's wrong. The key is being able to understand what the diagnosis of the body is saying to
mm-hmm.
an individual.
Mm-hmm.
So when we look into the eyes or any other aspect of the body, what that'll do is that'll say, okay, this is related to a specific organ.
Mm-hmm.
As we understand the body, when we first were conceived, all the body is connected, and it started as this mitosis of division into the cells as we begin to grow. So understanding that is that every aspect of the body is connected.
Mm-hmm.
And the eyes, all of these nerve endings go to a specific organ, which goes back to the brain, which gives us our signal that there is something wrong with that area of the body.
So give us an example of some of the things that you have looked into the eyes of people and you've seen what's going on with their body.
One real quick example is anemia. There's the whites of the eyes is the sclerella. And if we look into the whites of the eyes and we see that there is a line with a dark color attached to it, like almost like a head,
mm-hmm.
that's an indication that an individual may have or be subjected to the term of anemia,
mm-hmm.
which
mm-hmm.
anemia is basically saying that that you're low on blood and that your body needs to be cleansed
mm-hmm.
so the blood can move.
And what are some other things that you've discovered? And also I want you to talk to us about your typical patient, the typical consultation that you give. What kind of person comes to you for an iridology? Is it a checkup or just a...
It's not a treatment. Well,
it's not a treatment.
No, it's not a treatment.
So if I want... What kind of person comes to you to have you look into their eyes and to assess their well-being?
Generally, my clients come to me based on word of mouth. They're looking for an opportunity to help cleanse themselves because they have a little understanding about holistic medicine already.
Mm-hmm.
So they come to me with that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
When an individual, what I've seen as far as diabetes, an individual has come to me with or been diagnosed with the term of diabetes, there is basically an understanding that what we can do is to help them manage their illness using
mm-hmm.
iridology, other mechanisms that we understand as well that will help cleanse and help to work with the pancreas, because that's what diabetes is related to, pancreatitis.
Mm, okay, so when your clients come to you because they have a basic understanding of holistic aspects of health, they're open to iridology. You know, because if you say iridology, most of us don't know what it is. So it's you won't have people just walking in off carte blanche.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They have a basic understanding.
Basic understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you know, let's just do this. Let's just do this. Let's just, I don't know if you'll want you to look at my eyes to let folks know all my business out here. Maybe we should start with Ms. Linda, and then I'll see how you do her.
Oh,
and then
I'll put me on the spot. Okay. Yeah, we'll do this.
So let's do this. And so a person walks into your office. I'm going to let you, do you need to go over here? And
yes,
okay, why don't you just go ahead and get up and come on over to where Linda is sitting, and then you both can talk off of that microphone. Take your ears off, and I'll move your ears over here. So a person would go ahead. I'll let you walk behind me.
Do you look at just the physical aspects of the eye?
Well, what we do is we look at the white part of the eyes, because the eyes is divided into three sections: the upper, the middle, and the lower.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. And you know what? Why don't you two change seats there? Linda, you stand up and let Ben sit down. Okay, and that way we'll do it.
Is that the right position? I'm supposed to be up and you down?
Well, normally I have, my clients are normally sitting, but we can do it standing. That's not a problem.
Okay, there we go. So, all right, a patient comes in and you are looking in their eye.
Okay. What I do is I look into the white part of the eyes. Again, we're looking at
This is not your normal procedure.
Right. And I would just basically ask them if, you know, I'm going to go ahead and lift your eyelid up.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to, as I lift your eyelid up, your upper eyelid, mm-hmm. I want you to look down.
Okay.
And that'll expose the top part of the sclera.
Okay.
Now I'm going to lift your eyelid up.
Okay.
Would you please look down?
Yes.
Okay.
So Vin's taking a flashlight now, one of those, you know, the little flashlights that your doctor shines in your eyes. So you're taking that, looking in her eye. What are you seeing?
Okay, what I did notice was that there is a little area in her eye where there is a little jiggly line that's going down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a healthy sclera would be, you would have basically three veins in your eyes,
mm-hmm.
and they would be not very pronounced.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look into someone's eyes nowadays, obviously cleansing is one of the things that we look for.
Mm-hmm.
So when our body needs to cleanse, it'll mm-hmm. tell us.
Okay.
It tells us this. And it tells us through the eyes, through the skin, through the face, through
mm-hmm.
the hair, tongue, teeth.
Mm-hmm.
These are certain things that it tells us.
Mm-hmm.
And as I look into her eye,
mm-hmm.
the upper part of the eye is related to the upper organs, which deals with the stomach, the heart, the thyroid, and yeah, those are the three organs that it deals with, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And as I look into her eyes, I see that there's a cleansing that needs to take place in her stomach, and possibly her heart. She may have some things around the heart. So what I would do is I would not only take that particular that where the body tells us what's going on, I would look at other aspects of the body to confirm it,
mm-hmm.
to see if it's consistent.
So, for instance, what else would you look at?
I would look in her teeth, her
mm-hmm.
tongue,
mm-hmm.
Her face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the body is connected, so
mm-hmm.
any aspect of the body would do.
Mm-hmm.
But I would look at those areas as well.
Okay, so, you guys can... Linda, why don't you come back over here, you all, to just switch seats.
Okay.
And then you stay where you are, and Linda, you come back on around. So in terms of deciding the types of things that you tell someone, if you looked into somebody else's eyes and you saw what you saw in Linda's eyes, what would be some of the things that you what would you look for in their skin if you're looking for confirmation of the first assessment through the eye? What would you look for in their skin?
I would look for inconsistencies
mm-hmm.
in your body will have dark spots or bumps or rashes
mm-hmm.
that may appear on the face
mm-hmm.
or any other areas of the body as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I would look to those particular areas to see if that is, you know, consistent with what I saw in the eyes.
Mm-hmm. And when you look on the tongue, what would you see that would demonstrate to you that your assessment of what you saw in the eye was consistent?
What I would look for is the area on the tongue because,
mm-hmm.
you know, the body is, again, three. So we look at the upper, the middle, and the lower,
mm-hmm.
the three divisions there. In the area of the tongue, I would look towards the tip of the tongue
mm-hmm.
to see the lungs was the other part of the upper organs. I would look toward the tip of the tongue and the middle of the tongue, right before the middle of the tongue, and see
mm-hmm.
whether there is marks or squiggly lines inside of the area as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to let you look at my eye, but you better not tell me I'm going to die on Wednesday or something like that. Come look at my eyes and tell me what you said.
Okay.
All
right. All right. Don't tell me nothing bad now.
Let's just do this.
Okay.
I did it, Liz.
All right.
Yes, I'm going to lift your top lid.
Okay.
If you would look down, please.
Okay, what he's doing, she's sitting down in a chair, and he's standing over her, and he's lifting up the top eyelids, and she's looking down.
And since I didn't have my glasses on, I couldn't check the facial expression.
See, yeah, you got to see him. I got to see him up close.
So what did you see?
Well, Liz, I did notice that there was possibly anemia.
Mm-hmm.
There is some stagnation in your body, which means that your body needs to go ahead and get a good scrubbing.
Mm-hmm.
I use this concept of dishwashing.
Mm-hmm.
In a dishwasher,
mm-hmm.
you need a cleansing agent
mm-hmm.
as opposed to hot water to
mm-hmm.
move things through. So the cleansing mm-hmm. agent in the body already has the hot water, and obviously
mm-hmm.
98.7 degrees, the body's temperature is. So then we need a cleansing agent to help move the stagnation in your body
mm-hmm.
on through. Now, you want your body to eliminate waste through through the bowels
mm-hmm.
as well as the urine.
Mm-hmm.
But in most cases, people don't have enough bowel movements today,
mm-hmm.
so then the body looks for other ways to cleanse itself.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the body is always mm-hmm. looking to balance itself and cleanse
right,
itself
right,
out. That's
right.
what it does mm-hmm. constantly every
mm-hmm.
day.
Mm-hmm.
While we're doing our daily activities, the body has its own regimen and what it's doing as well to keep us functioning.
Mm-hmm.
So the cleansing aspect is what we experience.
Well, what is so interesting to me is that I believe that everything is spiritually connected, mm-hmm. and that that we are told all the time, if we listen to what we're supposed to be doing. And it was mm-hmm. just this Wednesday, and this is like the third confirmation, so I know that this is something that I'm supposed to be doing. But on Monday, as I was getting out of the bathtub, I was thinking, you know, I haven't done a fast in 6 years. I really, really, really need to do a cleansing
mm-hmm.
fast.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got a phone call from a girlfriend of mine who said she's on a cleansing fast through Dick Gregory. She's been talking to Dick Gregory, and she's lost 26 pounds,
mm-hmm.
and she's off of some of her insulin medicine, and this cleansing fast mm-hmm. is just... And so I was like, oh, my God, I really need to do this cleansing thing. And now, mm-hmm. right now, I get the third confirmation, and things happen in three,
right.
you know, that
right.
this is something that my body needs. And, mm-hmm. and that's just amazing. To me, it's like, this is what I've been thinking all this week, that I need to do this cleansing, this cleansing thing.
Yes, we have to listen to our spirit.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't listen to
Absolutely.
The spirit that's telling us what to do,
right.
now, it's on you.
Now,
it's on you.
What it'll do is, again, it'll make you have to sit down and listen.
Mm-hmm.
The body will do that. It'll shut down.
Mm-hmm. And it's just like what your parents tell you, you know. If you're going to be hard-headed, that's fine, but it's going to keep coming back and keep coming
Absolutely.
Back until you finally listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I was just telling Liz that I did a fast, a 24-hour fast yesterday, and I told her, I came in, and I was, I guess, more lively and bubbly.
You were in a very, you were in a wonderful place. You really were. You were yes. walking on the earth differently.
Yes. Because a lot of times in the business of every day,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't take time just to just absolutely just stop everything. I may stop some things,
mm-hmm.
but not everything.
Mm-hmm.
But to fast and also rest at the same time. I woke up this morning and I was someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
My body, I felt it. And
exactly.
so it's just
wonderful.
I had
wonderful. To look down the hall to make sure that was you coming down the hall.
Our bodies will give off a certain aura.
Mm-hmm.
It gives off aura all the time
mm-hmm.
when we see that. And we spiritually see this aura.
Mm-hmm.
We can physically see it if we're really paying attention. But the physical aspect of is the connection that we all share,
mm-hmm.
that spirit.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We can it'll be noticed amongst both of us, or
mm-hmm.
all of us, whoever's walking
Absolutely.
around. And then they'll be drawn to you because of the energy that you're radiating.
That's what I want.
We're going to take a break, folks. This is Healthy Futures. I'm here with Linda McKirkland, Program Director, and Ben Graham, Certified Holistic Health Consultant at the Wellness Center. Don't forget, please, it's Friday. Why don't you get on down to Eternity Deli at 11 South Euclid.
That's right.
Call them at 45. I see y'all there all the time.
All the time.
All the time. 454-1851 is the number. You got to try them out. Or you got to continue to stay with them. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with us. We'll be back.
In a life where a man has no goals, in a country where a woman has no hope, the day has come for all people to be free. The man again, 27 years for you and me.
Greetings, this is Minister Louis Farrakhan inviting you to join me for the 10th anniversary commemoration of the Million Man March, Saturday, October 15th. In Washington, D.C. Brothers and sisters, although many wonderful things have happened as a result of the march 10 years ago, the fact is the masses of our people are suffering and are on a death march into the oven of political, economic, educational, social, and moral deterioration. In the wake of Hurricane Katrina, if there ever was a time for us to come together and create a movement, the Millions More Movement, that time is now. So be a part of history in Washington, D.C. on Saturday, October 15th.
For more information, call 361-9191. That's 361-9191.
You're listening to Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU Radio, 920 on your AM dial and at WGNU.net.
Always wanted to own your own home? Who doesn't? Ever worried about qualifying? Who hasn't? Never thought you'd qualify? Here's the answer to that question. Well, you will. Just call Lisa at 314-629-7830. Good credit, bad credit, no credit at all. Owner financing on beautiful rehabbed houses. Call Lisa Krumpaski at 629-7830 for the answer to your home buying question. 314-629-7830 or mail ldkpc@hotmail.com. Wake Up Call family. We want to remind you that the second Wake Up Call blanket drive is now set for Friday, November 18th. And once again, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide those in need in our community with the gift of warmth. This year, we've set a goal of collecting 5,000 blankets. And with your help, we know we can make it happen. The Wake Up Call blanket drive will have two collection points again this year. In the lobby of the Congress and Senate building, the home of WGNU Radio, at 265 Union Boulevard. And at Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue. Again, that date is Friday, November 18th. The need is greater than ever, and we're counting on you, St. Louis, for 5,000 blankets. Don't forget, the second annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive is Friday, November 18th, with a live broadcast from Carver House at 3035 Bell from 7 to 10 that morning. Thank you for what you did last year and what you will do this year. Tuesday morning on the Wake Up Call, a look at the infamous Chain of Roxbridge murders. Marlon Gray was convicted of killing two sisters after robbing and raping them before they were thrown off the Chain of Roxbridge in 1991. But the state never proved he was on the bridge or that he was even there when the murders took place. Still, he was portrayed as the ringleader. The only witnesses who connected Gray to any crime were one of the four robbers who got a deal with the state and Thomas Cummins, a cousin of the sisters, who was the original suspect in the case. The prosecuting attorney who handled the case had eight previous cases reversed due to misconduct. Cummins sued the St. Louis police, saying he was beaten into making a statement. He settled his suit for $150,000. Marlon Gray said the police also beat him and made him confess to raping the girls but not killing them. He filed a complaint but was not believed. Now Marlon Gray is facing execution October 26th. We'll talk to Marlon Gray live from death row on Tuesday morning, along with in-studio guests who bring you information you've never heard before. It all happens Tuesday morning here on The Wake Up Call. Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Like a flower waiting to bloom, like a light bulb in a dark room, I'm just sitting here waiting for you to come on home and turn me
This is Healthy Futures, the weekly radio program that provides information on how to take better care of your own health. Once again, here's Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to Healthy Futures. This is Liz Brown, and this morning I am here, as always, because it's Friday and Healthy Futures Day. I'm here with Linda McKirkland, Program Director for Healthy Futures. Linda, welcome back.
Thank you, Liz.
And tell our audience what it is that we're talking about again this morning.
We're talking about iridology, the art of looking into the eyes. And again, Mr. Graham said in the beginning of the show, which is an ancient saying, that the eyes are the window to the soul. So there's an ancient art of iridology, of actually looking at the physical appearance of the eye to determine where in the body things are not going right.
That's correct.
And Ben, we were talking off air about after you looked into my eyes, after you looked into Linda's eyes, that part of the what needs to happen next is this whole fasting component of it. Talk to us, or cleansing component of it. Talk to us about what you mean by that.
Again, the body looks at itself and says, okay, the person is needing of a cleanse. And it'll naturally go into the process of cleansing, because that's what it does to keep us functioning healthy as we go through our daily activities and things that we're doing throughout our lives. There's a whole other component that's our body is doing to help keep us together,
mm-hmm.
so that we can function.
Mm-hmm. The body's a perfect machine if treated right.
Mm-hmm. It came with all the things that it needs to do.
Okay.
We just need to listen to it,
mm-hmm.
and acknowledge it and do it.
And stop abusing it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So talk to us about the continue with.
Okay, there are types of cleansing. There's a water cleanse. People go and they don't take any nutritional foods in eating, and they just basically drink water.
Mm-hmm.
Then the type of water that we would need for a person to drink is basically a distilled or a spring water.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference?
Spring water is water that basically comes from a spring and mm-hmm. it's constantly moving, so mm-hmm. it never has time to stagnate or develop any bacteria in it.
Mm-hmm.
Distilled water is water that has been purified through a process of heating,
mm-hmm.
which is what the body does for the water anyway. It basically takes it in and then it distills it,
mm-hmm.
and then it uses it.
Okay.
So those are the two differences there. Then there's the juice fast, what we're talking about. We're taking in nutrition. Obviously, water is nutrition too, but we take in a specific fruit mm-hmm. and or vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have to be careful when we take in fruits because some fruits don't mix well with each other. So we look at cleansing fruits that mix together would be your citrus fruits. Mm-hmm. Now, what citrus do is they help to the lungs, the stomach. The lungs would be help with the grapefruit.
Mm-hmm.
Oranges is good for the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime someone has a problem with their stomach, they feel nauseated or upset stomach, just peel an orange and eat it.
Mm-hmm.
If you need to, peel two oranges and eat them.
Mm-hmm.
The body's going to use that fruit, the citrus fruit, to heal itself because
mm-hmm.
that's what it does.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the lemon, which is good for the liver.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, again, the colors related to the different organs. So if you look at the colors of a fruit or a vegetable, if you know the colors of the organs, then you can use that to say, okay, I need something particular for my stomach, orange.
And
the color orange.
Should we be concerned about, or does it matter, where we get our fruit from? Can I just go to the grocery store and pick up any apple and any orange and go through a fruit fast?
Well, there was a time when we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have to be conscious about the fruits that we buy. We need organic fruits because, again, once we start juicing these fruits and taking them in, we're taking in the pesticides and all the problems and stuff that they put into the fruit to help keep it. So that it doesn't die, or it stays long on the shelf.
So and this is just from my perspective. If all we're giving our body is fruit in order to cleanse our body out, it's like putting dirty water into your water in order before you wash your dishes. You don't do that. You put clean water and you put good things in.
That's a good analogy.
Mm-hmm.
Clean water cleans. Obviously cleans well.
Definitely.
So fruits, again, that's what they do. Their job is to nourish the body,
mm-hmm.
number one, and number two, to cleanse the body. So we use vegetables to rejuvenate the body,
mm-hmm.
and that's what they do.
And that's usually after fast, maybe,
mm-hmm.
when you do juicing, vegetable juicing.
Right after the fast, well, you can juice both on a fast, but the body has cycles.
Mm-hmm.
During the morning hours, if you notice when you wake up, most people wake up and they have a bowel movement,
mm-hmm.
naturally, because the body has come off of mm-hmm. about an 8-hour fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then anytime you go on a fast, the body uses that time to build energy and
mm-hmm.
cleanse because
mm-hmm.
it's not doing anything else
mm-hmm.
As far as the digestive system is concerned. And so when you wake up in the morning, obviously you want to have a full elimination.
Mm-hmm.
People have bowel movements, but you want a full bowel movement,
mm-hmm.
which means that your body did a nice cleansing process.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And from 4 to about 12 o'clock is the cleansing aspect time. It's
mm-hmm.
the cleansing time that the body goes through
mm-hmm.
at that particular cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime after 12 o'clock noon,
mm-hmm.
you're supposed to go ahead and take in your vegetables and foods along those lines.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, when we're talking about fruits and which fruits we choose to use as a cleansing process, are all fruits the same? Is a lemon the same as a lime? I mean,
well, a lemon and lime are basically in the same food group. That
mm-hmm.
would be classification would be your citrus fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lime has to turn into a lemon.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is the lime is green and then it builds to the color of yellow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you can still use a lime
mm-hmm.
or a lemon.
Okay.
Again, an orange, citrus fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Grapefruit, citrus fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And again, those are good for cleansing the lungs, the respiratory system, I should say, grapefruit, stomach, orange, liver, lemon.
Mm-hmm.
What about melons?
Melons,
watermelons, honeydew, cantaloupes.
Your melons are going to be used to cleanse the water in your body,
mm-hmm.
watermelon, water,
mm-hmm.
As well as your kidneys. because your kidneys are part of the filtration system for the mm-hmm. blood. So the kidneys would take the toxins out of the body, out of the blood, catch them in the kidneys, and then it would be moved. Any of the toxins would be moved so that now the blood moves throughout the body as is now clean or pure, more pure now that it can move throughout the body and take waste and nutrition to the other areas of the body.
Now, do you also do this on children? Do the eyes of children tell you the same thing that the eyes
yes.
of adults do? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Your body basically it's one, it's consistent mm-hmm. is what I would like to say. It's very consistent. It will tell you, okay, your organ, your right kidney,
mm-hmm.
if we look at the specific area that's related to the right kidney, it will say something is wrong here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does that mean? Is it saying that it's gone? Is mm-hmm. it? No, it's not saying it. It's saying that there's stagnation there.
Mm-hmm.
There is a, we need help.
Happening.
Right. We need help to move that stagnation out. So you need to eat something to help the body to do that.
And so, and again, just in recapping, when you looked into my eyes, you saw that I needed to cleanse. Is that
exactly.
correct?
Exactly.
That there needed to
basically,
be?
Basically a nice cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you mentioned a juice fast,
mm-hmm.
Some type of fast.
Mm-hmm.
I usually recommend a nutritional fast where we alkaline the system because right now our system is too acidic
mm-hmm.
and acid obviously destroys.
Mm-hmm.
And now don't get me wrong, we need acid in our body because
mm-hmm.
in order for us to absorb some minerals, we need acid or acid base.
Mm-hmm.
But the most of the time, my body goes through healing and uses alkalinity to do that.
And now, this is not something that you would recommend that people just decide, okay, I'm just going to drink nothing but orange juice, and I'm going to drink nothing but lemon juice tomorrow.
Yeah.
Nothing, you know, you need instruction on this, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And so, if people wanted to talk to you about
mm-hmm.
getting some instruction on what's going on with me, where I should be focusing, and what I can do to address it, how would people contact you?
Well, the Wellness Center, I work out of the Wellness Center,
mm-hmm.
which is on what is that?
West Florida.
Thank you. I work out of the Wellness Center. I also have a number where I can be reached on the east side. It's area code 618-960-7863. And then my personal number is 314-773-6150.
And let me give those numbers out again, 773-6150 or 618-7863. And there's also an email address.
96078.
Oh, 618-960-7863, 618-960-7863, and it's your email address is?
BenzLaFrance@yahoo.com. That's BenzLaFrance@yahoo.com.
And we're coming to the end of the time flies, doesn't it?
time
flies, doesn't it? So tell us, Miss Linda, what our word for the week is.
Today we're just going to say in a quote, I will see me today. Again, taking the time to look into ourselves and to determine what we need to do for ourselves because we know what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's just a matter of taking the steps to do it. And so we're offering iridology as one of those things that if you see into yourself and if you think that that's one of the things that you may be able to benefit from, please get in contact with Mr. Ben Graham.
And that number again is 773-6150 or 618-960-7863. And Ben Graham, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Time went fast, didn't it? It certainly did.
Looking at your watch.
I came in nervous.
Well, thank you both. And again, folks, don't forget Eternity Deli. That's a good place to start get into this place of respecting your body and putting into your body the things that your body earns, needs, wants, and deserves.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to take a break, folks. I will be right back, and we're going to come back with a special My Gift to You segment of the Wake Up Call. So stay with us. You don't want to miss this.
Thank you.
More movies. June, St. Louis Local Organizing Committee invites you to see the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan live. Sunday, September 25th at the Roberts Orpheum Theater, 416 North 9th Street. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. It's the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan live in St. Louis.
On October the 14th, 15th, and 16th, these black, Hispanic, Native American, in unity, we'll change it all.
It's the commemoration of the 10th anniversary of the Million Man March. Everyone's invited to see Farrakhan live. Sunday, September 25th. This event is free to the public. The Millions More Movement is peace and unity. United we stand. Divided, we don't stand a chance. The Millions More Movement is October 15th in Washington, D.C. For more information and to register for the march, call 361-9191 or toll free 866-361-9191. It's Farrakhan Live. You need to be part of the movement. For more information, log on to mmmstlouis.org.
Hi, I'm Susan Smith Harmon, and I'm moving to a new time, Fridays at noon, right after Gary Wiegert on AM 920 WGNU. So grab that yogurt and that apple or whatever it is you like to have for lunch and join me noon every Friday. Susan Smith Harmon Show on AM 920 WGNU.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline London. Former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher has offered criticism of Britain's entry into the war in Iraq. At a party for her 80th birthday, Mrs. Thatcher said she was a scientist before she became a politician. And as a scientist, you need facts, evidence, and proof. And then you check and recheck those facts. She went on to say that there were no facts and no evidence. Mrs. Thatcher said she supported the ousting of Saddam Hussein, but she wished it would have taken place during the first Gulf War, which was prompted by Iraq's invasion of Kuwait. And Dateline Baghdad. Although the Army has placed more armored vehicles into service in Iraq this year, the number of roadside bombing deaths of American soldiers has continued to rise. Over 300 deaths by such attacks on U.S. personnel have been reported since the first of the year. Officials say the insurgents are developing more sophistication in those weapons and have figured out how to build those weapons to overcome the extra armor the vehicles are receiving. Congress has approved over $2.5 billion to build new armored Humvees and another $2 billion for armoring other troop transport vehicles and trucks. In addition, the Army has approved to buy 10,000 handheld frequency jammers called Scorpions that are designed to prevent IEDs from being detonated by remote control. But the sheer number of attacks has grown, and the military says there's only so much prevention it can do for the soldiers. This is your wake-up call Global News Update.
Akbar Electric, commercial, industrial, residential, 3737 North Kings Highway, 382-2568, 382-2568. Any and all electrical installation and rehab, basic service installation, light fixtures, dusk to dawn lighting, motion sensors, no job is too big, no job is too small. 35 years of experience. Akbar Electric. Give them a call. 382-2568.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to the Savas Center here in the beautiful city of St. Louis, Missouri.
Tom King returns to the Savas Center.
Meet me in St. Louis, Louis.
September 30th for another unforgettable night of championship boxing. Virgil Quicksilver Hill.
This is a big, big fight for me.
We'll meet number one ranked contender Valery Brudov from Russia for the vacant WBA Cruiserweight Championship. Daniel Santos.
I'm the man, I will be the man.
Will defend his WBO junior middleweight title against undefeated Joe Wyatt. And IBF junior bantamweight champion Luis Perez from Nicaragua will risk his belt against the top Mexican Hugo Rambo Ramirez. Also featuring the Cincinnati kid Tim Austin and local fighters Devin Alexander, Danny Williams, and Lamar Harris. Tickets may be purchased at the Savas Center box office. All Ticketmaster ticket centers by phone at 314-241-1888 and online at Ticketmaster.com. Save the date, September 30th at the Savas Center.
Good God!
Tuesday morning on the wake-up call, a look at the infamous Chain of Roxbridge murders. Marlon Gray was convicted of killing two sisters after robbing and raping them before they were thrown off the Chain of Roxbridge in 1991. But the state never proved he was on the bridge or that he was even there when the murders took place. Still, he was portrayed as the ringleader. The only witnesses who connected Gray to any crime were one of the four robbers who got a deal with the state and Thomas Cummins, a cousin of the sisters, who was the original suspect in the case. The prosecuting attorney who handled the case had 8 previous cases reversed due to misconduct. Cummins sued the St. Louis police, saying he was beaten into making a statement. He settled his suit for $150,000. Marlon Gray said the police also beat him and made him confess to raping the girls but not killing them. He filed a complaint but was not believed. Now Marlon Gray is facing execution October 26th. We'll talk to Marlon Gray live from death row on Tuesday morning, along with in-studio guests who bring you information you've never heard before. It all happens Tuesday morning here on The Wake Up Call.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I know I'm praying for much too much, but could you send back the only man she loved? I know you don't do it usually, but dear Lord, she's dying to dance with my father again. Every night I fall asleep, and this is all I ever dream.
Luther, he's dancing with his daddy. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want a toll-free long-distance me, you can do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. Oh, my goodness. We have much, much, much to talk about. And you know what? I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to change my mind. I'm going to change in the middle. I'm going to change. We're going to start our new feature next week. So bear with me through that change that you didn't know about. I'm Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. Get to me. You're on The Wake Up Call. Good morning. Good morning.
Hello?
Yes. George.
Hi, Liz.
Yes.
I'm calling back about that acetylcoccinum, is how it's pronounced.
Yes.
I called into the company, but they didn't have anybody there to take my call, and I just left a message for them to get back as to whether it will work on this avian flu. But the preliminary information that I had when I first used it was that it'll work on any strain of flu. It doesn't matter what type of flu it is. So, but I'll get back with you definitely, and then you can once I find out the facts, and then you can let your audience members know whether that's going to work on that type
and,
of flu as well.
And if you can just remind us of what this does. This is like a homeopathic preventive, and also it can also deal with it at the time of a flu type of it deals with flu.
Yeah, according to the package, you use it when symptoms arise. But what I was told when I first found out about it back in 1985 was that you could use it as a preventive, and if you use it on a weekly basis, you'd probably never get the flu. And by the way, you don't have to take the whole contents of a vial, which there's about 100 little pellets.
Mm-hmm.
In a, just take 6, 8, or 10 of them. That's enough, and let them dissolve under your tongue. And you can make a vial last for many, many doses. And they come in 3-packs and 6-packs. And I just bought some at a health food store. They were about $12 for 6 vials of it. And, gee, that would treat your whole family for a year. And you don't need flu shots if you know, more people knew about this.
And the name of, and spell it and give us the name of it.
Okay, it's acetylcoccinum. Let's see, it's OSCILLOCOCCINUM. All one word.
I sure wish they would change the name of it.
I wish they would, too. But I'm sure if anybody went to their health food store and just said, give me that flu remedy from France, that begins with a letter O.
Yes.
They'll know what you're talking about.
And that I can't pronounce. Give that to me. And I've used it before, and I have it at home, too, as part of my staple of things that you have in your house to keep yourself well. And I use it, and it works. It truly does.
One other point. When you take any homeopathic remedy, you should take nothing by mouth for at least 10 to as much as 15 minutes before and after taking the remedy, and that would even include brushing your teeth because it'll affect the working of the remedy.
Very good advice.
And the pellets just go under the tongue, and as I said, don't follow the directions because it would be expensive to take it that way. You just need about just 8 or 10 pellets is enough. Just roll 8 or 10 off into the cap, put them under your tongue, let them dissolve, and that's how it works.
Thank you so much, George. Okay. And let us know, okay?
Thank you, Liz.
You're welcome. 454-0400 is my phone number. Ike.
How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
Did I call down to Sears? They're loading up at 10:30, and they be selling caps outside. The office is closed.
Very good.
And I just wanted to let you know another thing was worrying me about the business on Death Row for that incident happened. I know clearly what happened. It's been messed up from the jump street.
Yeah, it has.
And the whole reason over that, I know her family, that girl was living in cars when she got out. Mm-hmm. And Buzz Westfall, we know where he at.
Yeah,
and that's why he had a private burial up here at Memorial Park at Lucien Hunt. And what's that, Highway 70. Because he had a whole lot of enemies. He's putting a crip anyway. Mm-hmm. But he died, but you read what you sow. I'm not saying he died there, but he was a lousy. And I grew up with Buzz mm-hmm. on the south side.
Mm-hmm. I'm well aware. I was an attorney in the county, and I saw horrible, horrible things that he did.
But I'm afraid for this man here on death row. I just got lumps in my stomach right now.
All right. And listen for him on Tuesday.
Oh, definitely.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much. This is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I will be back same time, same place on Monday. Millions more movement this weekend. It's going to be a powerful thing. Go get your hats. Get your support. And don't forget, it'll be broadcast on C-SPAN Live this weekend. Until Monday, stay strong.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say the progress is being made. If you took a knife and knife back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution begin.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
The latest from ABC News. I'm Liz White. Soaring energy costs fueled inflation and made for the biggest spike in more than 25 years. Is it enough to make you avoid the mall?
A lot of retailers are going to be scratching their heads trying to find ways to lure customers into their stores and getting them to make purchases.
Kurt Bernard runs a retail consulting group. Factor out energy prices egged on by Hurricanes Rita and Katrina, and the rate is more moderate. ABC's Betsy Stark has more.
Well, we're seeing a huge impact on the family budget from the increase in energy prices. Gasoline prices are up dramatically over last year. We've heard so much recently about the cost of heating oil and natural gas. So those are the sorts of things that really do cut into the family budget.
Social Security checks will get 4.1% fatter. That comes to an average $39.